Blog Talk Radio.
I bring you the chosen one, Big Jeffrey.
Church.
Now, players, I got some fresh game to bring to the table today. Now, this player right here, he's different. He don't drive a Cadillac.
What?
He don't got a perm.
What?
Why should we let you in the Pimp Legion of Doom?
Man, whoever said progress was a slow process wasn't talking about me. I'm a P.I.M.P. Plus, I got the magic stick.
Love, life, and loyalty.
Also sponsored by Bud Light Lime-a-Rita, Margarita with a twist. My brother with natural flavors and caramel color added. Woo! Sipping on a big boy here, one of these tall cans. Yes, sir, buddy. Hold on, y'all. Man, that thing is good and cold. We're about to get this motherfucker show started. We got a hot show tonight. People, if you listen on the air, if you listen online, call 646-200-3838. If you're on the internet and you'd rather call in and listen and talk to your boy, call in 646-200-3838. If you want to join in the conversation, press 1. And my lovely, sexy switchboard operator will kindly trip you right into the middle of our conversation. So we hear what you got to say about today's topics. This is a very explicit show. We hold no punches. So read the fine print. We hold no punches. We say what's on our mind. We say how we say it as if we're talking to one another. We don't have to know you, but we're going to talk to you as if we know you and give it to you. Cut, raw, no chaser. Straight no chaser, baby. We don't pull no fucking punches on this goddamn show. So let's get started with tonight's topics. Tonight's topics. Number one. Who has more to prove? What has more to prove? Hold on. Let me give my first call. We have Weezy Jefferson on the line tonight. Weezy, you there, Weezy?
Yeah.
This is not motherfucking Weezy from the TV show. Ain't that bitch dead? She ain't dead?
Yeah, she's dead. What's
this,
the hell?
She don't remember the fucking dead. I'm like, Weezy, who the fuck, Weezy? This shit, boy. You just tickled pink, ain't you?
My voice is gone.
Excuse me while I chew these motherfucking red hot potato chips I'm eating right now, y'all. Good motherfucker.
Oh, my God, what are you sipping on?
Margaritas, baby, margarita.
Oh, no.
A margarita, so about, no, 20, 25 minutes, gonna be wide the fuck open on this show, y'all. Tonight's topics.
Okay.
Tonight's topics are, who has more to prove, or what couple has more to prove? The couple that's having sex for the first time, you gotta give it your all, you know what I'm saying? The first time counts, you know what I'm saying? They look at you, if you do your damn thing, you look that good. You don't do the bad thing, you might not get the call back. So, is that more important than the couple that's having sex for the first time after they broke up or whatever? Because, you know, once they get back together and have sex, a nigga got something to prove, like, bitch, you should have never left this in the first place. This is the fuck you've been missing out on. And the same woman, she's probably saying the same shit. Nigga, you was acting up and you was missing out on all this good-ass pussy. What is your fucking problem? You know what I'm saying? Who has more to prove? What is there more to prove? Or what should your game be? Which one do your game have to be 100% on? The couple fucking for the first time, or the couple that's the makeup sex? Also, topic number two. Why do women put off from having sex for so long after a breakup? Who are you really punishing? Why the fuck? I don't know about Weezy Jefferson. I'm going to talk about the other bitches. I ain't going to speak about Weezy Jefferson. But the rest of you motherfucking bitches out there, who the fuck are you proving, or what the fuck are you proving out there by putting your motherfucking pussy on a hiatus?
First of all,
why
would you put me on
that
like that?
I said I'm not speaking in general to you, Weezy. I'm speaking to all the bitches that's out there. I ain't speaking about you, baby.
Oh.
I said, I ain't putting you on blast. But because you just put yourself on blast, and then I put you on blast. You can't
I really didn't.
Why the fuck do you want to do that shit, man?
I have no idea. No, I don't think it's after a breakup. I don't think they intentionally not want to have sex. They just don't. You know, sometimes, like, it depends on, like, how drastic the breakup was, maybe, or maybe for emotional reasons. You know, people probably aren't just ready to get into a physical relationship right after being in a relationship, especially if you are in a relationship. they probably feel like they want something more than that. And so, you know, that first time they do get something, you know.
Okay, but that though, I'm trying to figure out what sense do that fucking make, because the nigga that you broke with, that nigga out there fucking AIDS. He having a fucking
yeah, but that's him. Women are different. We're a little bit we're sensitive creatures, no matter how rough we try to be. You know, some people, your feelings, I'm telling you, your feelings can either be too hurt or you just over it. Like, you don't want to deal with no nigga right now. You just want to chill.
Right.
And, like, you gotta like, build yourself back up before you go out there and do something like that. Who knows why y'all broke up? Maybe he thought your shit was whack. You really want to go fucking other niggas with your rat coochie? Like, no. You got to sit back and just, you know, be cool.
Do that really make any sense, though? Like,
it doesn't make sense to me. Like, it makes no. It, let me rephrase that. It makes sense. I don't see what the big, you know, like, I don't think anybody would be condemned for doing it. Just is, you know, they shouldn't be condemned for not doing it.
Right, but you know, you hear 99% of women that's out there, when they break up with somebody, they're like, man, fuck these niggas, I'm not fucking with niggas no more, I'm on a break, da 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 da. But how can one nigga spoil it for the rest of these niggas that's out there? Like, why the fuck would you put your pussy on?
No, see,
you know what I'm saying? That nigga gonna fuck?
You know, they say the best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody. Oh.
Hey, that's my motherfucking motto. Choo, 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 choo,
so,
choo,
you know,
choo.
Like, people might go with that motto, and like you said, depending on if you were like in a monogamous relationship and you were with somebody for a long period of time, I think like you already set in a ways. You don't want to go out there and sleep with other people. Or it depends. You might be real hurt and scorned, and in your twisted little mind might think you getting back at a motherfucker for going to fuck a bunch of niggas after y'all break up. When all three out of you just looking crazy.
You make a valid point right there.
I think it depends on the nature of the breakup. You know, some people are built like, you know, okay, we broke up, all right, on to the next. And then some people just be like, let me just regroup and, you know, take care of myself for a little while before I start fucking with some other nigga. And then that's a bad thing to start, because that's like almost like a downward spiral.
Right, but now you're gonna be picky. You're gonna think everybody's suspect, and you're gonna have your guards up like a motherfucker. So you might meet the right one, but you meet the wrong one.
Yeah, well, quite naturally, like I said, it depends on the nature of the breakup. You are gonna be on guard about certain things. Some people are just always on guard. So, you know, like, you should be wary of the people that you fucking with.
Right.
Not, you don't classify them and put them all in one box and say, all you niggas are like this. But you're still going to, everybody's going to get a shot the side eye at first.
You're
gonna get the side eye, like, let me see, because you know, it's, I don't care how horny you are, you ain't just gonna give your coochie up to anybody because you horny.
If you meet a nigga after a breakup, and you wanna smash him and give it to him because you just had a bad breakup?
No. But what I'm saying is, it might take a little while longer than expected. I'm assuming it should, you know, because, you know, they're giving the side eye and all that other stuff. So, I don't know. I don't know how that works. So do I know. What was the other two questions?
Man, fuck all that shit, man. I'm trying to get this shit to somebody. Fuck that. I don't know how much about that shit.
So you break it with somebody, first thing you think about is like, who am I going to fuck now?
No, that's what I think about having to run into some shit, I'm trying to move on, you know?
Right. I'm saying you're not going to purposely
I'm not supposed to go out and go on a hunting spree because I just broke up. No.
Right.
If I happen to run into something that get caught into my trap, you best believe your ass is got.
Yeah, well, then that's how it's supposed to be, though. like, you gotta, like, at certain ages, like, you know, you got the little age range that things are required of you at this age, at that age. Around this age, if you're not married by now, or if you're not in a serious relationship, we too grown to be worrying about what other people think about us and how we handle our own bodies.
100%. Hold on, Weezy. I have another caller. Rachel, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Rachel. How are you, baby?
I am fine. How are you?
You calling early today. I am fucking shocked and flabbergasted.
I got to show my love. For you.
Okay, you all right? You're not sick enough, are you?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. You want to join in this conversation? You want to give a little input on this?
I sure would. Give me the topic again.
You didn't even do the first two questions.
I did the first question.
What was the first question?
Okay, I was going to ask her if she wanted to, you know, give input on this question. We go to the second one.
Oh.
Okay, you can give. I'm going to ask you one question, Rachel. Then we're going to go back to Weezy. For the second,
I'm sorry.
This question is: why do women put off from having sex for so long after a breakup? Who are you really punishing? Fuck, it's so funny, Rachel.
Well, actually, if you really look at it, I'm punishing myself. If I were to hold off like that, I'd really be punishing myself. Because I know after we broke up, we got back together, you're saying?
Hold on one second, Rachel. Weezy, turn that goddamn Xbox and TV down in that background over there. I know that guy.
That's not me.
That's you, Rachel.
I'm in love with the door closed. That's not me.
Rachel, I'm going to give you a pop mouth. Turn that shit down over there.
I'm in the office with door closed, honey.
What do you hear?
With door closed.
I hear music or something. Somebody in the background. Okay, but go ahead, baby.
Okay, so after a breakup and then we get back together, why do women hold off so long? Is that what you think? And who are we hurting the most? Ourselves, actually. If I were to put off... if I would be putting off, I would be hurting myself the most, right? I particularly like to have sex, so I would be calling myself, punishing him. But meanwhile, I'd be dancing all around, just waiting. So really, who am I punishing? I'm probably going to punish myself if I'm holding off like that.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to figure. So why?
Just try to prove a point.
I'm just saying, like, you break up with your man, you're not with him no more, who are you proving a point to?
If I'm not with him anymore?
No, you're not with him no more. Now it's time to move on.
I'm holding off having sex with the next man?
Yeah.
Oh.
But they always say, when a woman break up with a man, fuck this shit, I'm tired of men, this, blah, 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 I'm chilling, blah, blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Okay, well, by holding off, I'm probably waiting for the STD test that he probably is.
STD?
I'm not young anymore. I don't do spontaneous things like this.
Why gotta be spontaneous? To me, that's a turn off. I don't know. Woman asked me to sign something, but I ain't signing shit. They ain't taking no test for you, bitch.
Well, to each his own, though, you know?
I'm good. My shit perfect.
It is? It's perfect?
Yeah, I'm just saying. I feel that's, like, kind of funny. I mean,
Well, to each his own.
Okay. Let's go back to my girl Weezy here. Weezy Jefferson, you there?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, baby. Let's go to...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, baby.
Oh.
Okay. Who has more to prove? The people having sex for the first time or the people that's having makeup sex?
The people having sex for the first time. I already know what your sex is like.
All right, so you don't think so? If we're having sex for the second, like we broke up and we back together, Weezy. Hypothetically, me and you. Hypothetically.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I should be trying to lay this motherfucking pipe game down in your ass once I get this pussy again?
No.
No.
I'm sure you know dudes do that. But
bitch, this is the fuck you missing out on, bitch.
I know that's what I'm missing out on. I know that.
All right, so you don't think you should make that nigga remember what he missing out on?
You're supposed to always do your best job.
Okay.
Unless you have an off day or something like that, like why not? Aren't you supposed to have sex? What the hell are you playing around for?
Right. Okay. So what about if I have an off day on the first time? Then what? I'm still looked at fucked up.
You know, an off day I think is the equivalent to somebody knowing that they could get busy, but like the other person should know. Like I think he was having an off day. If you suck, you just suck. Ain't nothing about having an off day. You just suck. There's no, like, because, you know, you might be off. Because, you know, like, the first time you do something, you might be a little nervous. It depends. It all depends. Everybody's different. But, come on, you know when a girl or guy sucks the first time. Like, they don't know what the hell they're doing. Your blood just run cold. Like, just, you already know. Like, it's not there. None of those things are there. The spark isn't there. You already know. Nobody's getting a second chance.
So have you ever had an off night for the first time, per se?
How do you think a woman have an off night?
How do you think a woman have an off night?
I'm sure I probably had an off night. My mind was elsewhere, and I just was like, look, fuck it, get your shit. Get your shit. If you can. Because, you know, I got...
Because you ain't doing shit.
Basically. Yeah.
That ain't no all fucking night. That's some motherfucking...
That's me being an asshole.
Right there.
That's me being an asshole.
That ain't all fucking night. That's some bullshit. What
you talking about? No, I can't... I don't know what an off night is for a girl. What is an off night?
I don't know.
You know what it is? Maybe I was real, real drunk. And, you know, like, you know how you... I didn't even mean to say it like that. Maybe I was very, very inebriated. Lord, I was getting real ratchet just now. Maybe I had a little bit too much to drink, way too much to drink, and you know, like your hand eye coordination is messed up. You clumsy. You know what I'm talking about, Rachel? Because you just can't get your shit right. Like,
okay,
I've been so drunk where I just dead.
if you're so drunk and shit like that, you have some off night, do your pussy still get moist?
I would have to ask the next day because I don't remember shit.
in general, like, if you have an off night,
Maybe not. It really depends on the severity of where my mind is at that point.
Okay, but now can your pussy get moist and you still not be into this nigga?
No.
Some people have naturally moist punanis.
Yeah, no, but I got like automatic shit going on. This shit. If I'm not feeling you, there's no way. There's no way. I'm not even going to enjoy myself. Like, that, to me, stuff like that, it just reminds me of, the scene from The Color Purple when What's-Her-Name didn't want to sleep. She was younger, and she didn't want to sleep with Danny Glover.
Right.
And he was just all pumping away. She looking up at the ceiling like, oh, boy.
Right.
And it's like, that's what it reminds me of. Like, no. No, you gotta be turned on. Like people,
right.
if you just having sex to be having sex then. If your shit is dry, come on, man.
I don't believe that you just having sex to have sex because your pussy gotta get wet just to have sex.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You gotta be in the mood to do it. I don't give a damn if you're in the mood or not. If I'm not, then you're gonna be able to tell.
Well, a couple of kidney shots.
You might fuck around and see me rolling my eyes up in my head or something. I don't know.
Oh, but your legs behind your head, but you roll your eyes and shit. You don't shut your ass up.
Look, I ain't say nothing about me turning down. Look, I never said nothing about me turning down, nothing. I'm just hypothetically speaking.
Okay, okay.
I'm just saying in general, like, I'm assuming that as women, like, doesn't it go, aren't we different from men in that aspect where a man, when they want to get some, they could get some, like, their genitalia is at attention whenever they want to get some, no matter what kind of thing they're in.
No, because if you don't, because if you don't turn me on, my shit ain't gonna get up. My shit just don't get up to like from anybody.
Okay, yeah, so it's the same thing. Like, I think even like sometimes it depends, because some people will say, oh, if I got an attitude with the dude, I ain't gonna want to feel like doing nothing. And at the same time, you could still have an attitude with the guy and still be in the mood to, you know, sleep with them or whatever. I don't know if that makes sense, but
no, you have to turn me on for me to have sex with you. I'm just not gonna just, my shit ain't gonna work just cause. Yeah, yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, I thought that's how it worked.
No, that's not how it's
stereotypical.
That's very stereotypical.
Really?
Men don't like all women.
All right, well, I apologize to all you niggas out there that I taught.
That all the niggas that you done cursed the fuck out, talking about you fuck anything, and men will fuck anything.
No, I meant that shit. I'm not apologizing for that. I meant that shit. I'm just saying that, you know, as far as me assuming that you guys get hard, you know, at the drop of a hat or...
It's gotta be something that I want to do though. I just can't jump on no pussy.
Do I hear Biggie? Is Biggie playing?
Yes, I have my background music playing. Yes, I do, baby.
You want to turn that down a little bit though?
Yes, step it up a notch. Operator, can you turn the music down just a little bit, baby? Or just pause it.
Thank you.
Hold on, we have Dog Bone here. Dog Bone, you there?
I'm here.
Dog Bone, what's up, player?
Ain't a damn thing. Ain't a damn thing.
Okay, okay. Oh. What's your take on tonight's topic, brother? Tonight's two topics.
Man, listen. If a woman ain't wet, all we gotta do is eat. If we ain't attracted to her, our dick don't work. So it's a lot easier for y'all to get wet than us to get hard. Plain and simple.
You heard that.
Okay.
Wheezy.
Yeah, who the hell is that? That thick light skin dude?
That's Dog Bone, yes. That thick light skin
dude. Damn. The big light skin dude. Yeah, that's me.
I'm so stupid. Okay.
Ladies, is that true?
Well, you just told me that you guys can't get hard to drop a hat, so I guess
is it true what he said? He said if y'all are not moist, all he has to do is eat the pussy and a woman to get wet. Is that true?
No, because if you don't know what you're doing.
Right, not every man is good at doing that. Not everyone is good at doing that.
Okay, but if he knows what he's doing, he's going to get you in the mood. So in other words, if he knows what he's doing, he's going to get you in the mood regardless.
Okay, I can understand that. I can go with that.
Mm-hmm.
So even if the, how about vice versa? If the woman is sucking on your penis and she's doing a good job, and you're not in the mood, you're telling me that your penis is not going to get hard?
Well, if she's sucking on my shit,
she don't get hard. Once I start pulling teeth, it's gonna get soft again.
What? Yo, Steph, what is the deal with you and these teeth? Who done scared your penis? You always talking about the teeth.
I'm just saying, if I feel teeth, it's going to get soft. That's complicated. Same thing like with y'all women. If y'all feel a man just down there gnawing on your pussy, just going,
oh,
you're going to be, yo, nigga, get the fuck up.
Oh, Lord.
I know I will. I'm gonna say no.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you
got to
know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing.
That's
right, you know
horrible.
What I'm saying? Same thing, I bet I flip you and dick you before you... I ain't
going to
say it.
That shit made my blood run cold.
What, make your blood run cold?
No, that whole not knowing how to eat coochie,
I didn't say it wasn't me.
Don't y'all learn that somewhere? Oh, let me ask you, how do y'all learn that?
Born.
Like, somebody, like, what do y'all do? Y'all as younger dudes, y'all discuss how you do it, or you just do it?
You just do it.
Do it.
Well, what the fuck have kind of sword? A fucking what do you call that shit again? A mango?
Some people are good at it, and some are just not. Cannot grasp the concept.
I'm just saying, man.
I've yet to have any complaints.
I don't know either way.
Both parts.
And I just started eating pussy like in 2012, so. What the hell is so funny, y'all?
I swear, you said that every year for the past 6 years. Oh,
and
my
I
God.
I couldn't remember the past 6 years because every year was in 2012.
No, you was like 2008. I just started in 2008. But okay.
I'm gonna say like what? Yeah, but how? So how do you women practice? What the fuck y'all women practice on?
No, we know. But I remember listening to like the older girls when I was younger.
I heard older dudes talk about it and shit like that. But
yeah, but when they used to talk about it, I used to be like, what? Do what? No. What?
Yeah.
And like the way they used to say it, it's like, girl, you wouldn't. And I used to be like, oh no. Like, y'all some nasty ass.
I
said
this wrong.
No idea.
What to eat pussy, man. Y'all niggas is crazy.
You guys are like, y'all nasty. Shit.
My shit was, I bet I could flip you and dick you before you could throw me and blow me. Shit.
This will be one of those nights tonight, I see.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
I ain't gonna lie. The first time I did it, yo, this bitch was trying to push my head down there. This bitch was pushing with all her might, and I had my motherfucking neck balled up tight as hell. I was not going down there, man.
You gotta do a finger test.
Yo, listen. I know she was mad because I was down there by her belly button for about an hour, man, just fucking around.
Hell no.
I go out and get close, come back to the belly button.
You was a dumbass. No, no, no.
Push me down there, I come back to the belly button.
That's so stupid.
Yeah, I swear to you.
There's nothing wrong with using the index finger and everything, just saying, there was nothing wrong with that.
You know, and then I fucking did it.
Wow.
This is with the same girl that you were fighting with.
Yeah, the same one that kept pushing my fucking head down. I gave up, man. This bitch was persistent, man. And she didn't give me no pussy for it. I had to wait. I had to eat it before I got the pussy. And I wanted that pussy bad.
Wow.
Well, when I got it, woo! Boy, I was up in that motherfucker doing the damn thing. I ain't gonna lie, you some pussy, man. Your dick get hard as hell.
Yes, it does. That shit stands straight up.
Pussy, and I can feel myself lifting up off the mattress down around the waist area. You're like, yo, my dick pushing me up in the air. You can feel that shit. Like, oh,
that's
shit.
That's when you know a dude like Eden Kunani, when he get rock hard.
Yo, rock hard. Like, boom, boom, like
you
that.
Okay, question. Have you guys ever ejaculated while eating cookies?
Had doing what?
Have you ever come while eating cookies?
No. Hell no.
No.
Damn.
Have y'all ever came from giving head?
Yeah. You thought I would change my voice, right? I just said, yeah.
I ain't going to put the period behind my sentence. You're like, yep.
I'm not saying nothing else. You know, I'm retarded. I can't. You know, I'm slow.
How about you, Rachel? Have you?
I quickly said yes.
Okay, I didn't hear you. She didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's
because
we
spoke
over me.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
shit.
That's, I ain't gonna lie, that must be something. That's some good dick suckers because you can come off top of that.
Well, if you really like doing it, if you really like doing it and you didn't do it.
Okay, here's the question. Did you... When you came, was you playing with yourself, or you just came without your fingers down there? A lot of women suck dick and they had their hand playing with the pussy at the same time.
That's why I don't get a nut off. They're too busy playing with their goddamn self.
That's how they get the nut, dog. You know how many times I've got my dick sucked and I look down there and she got one hand on it and like, what the other hand? You see the other hand between her legs.
Both ways. I've come both ways.
Both ways?
With my hands on me and without my hands on me.
God, you know what I had? No, she looked a dick, but a lot of women suck your dick, dog, and they rub their pussy on the mattress as they're sucking the dick.
I don't like the mattress, but if I'm straddling one of your legs, okay.
Oh yeah, rub the pussy on the leg. They rubbing it on something.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm fucking with the wrong females, man. I really am.
You're the one that said you'd be fucking the bitches in the motherfucking it's a hypothermia and all type of shit. I don't want to fucking.
He said he fucking with a bitch with hypothermia. What did I miss?
Huh? I'm fucking with the wrong chicks. Damn. Hey, good night. They made
me. Both said you fucking bitches for 4 hours straight.
4 hours. Just so.
You boning a girl for 4 hours?
Yes. Well, I was on the air a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, to the honey I see.
Listen. I don't get it on the regular, so when I get it, I make that shit last as long as possible.
Oh, my goddamn.
How did you hold up? How did you hold off for four hours?
Say what?
How do you hold off for 4 hours, especially after not getting it off?
We need holding off. I've got my nuts off.
That's control for a man to, you know, for 4 hours.
I ain't gonna lie, you don't get it on the regular. I ain't fucked 4 hours straight.
Uh-huh.
We fucked, you know what I'm saying? Took my dick out the pussy, kissed a little bit, you know what I'm saying? It was more motherfucking fucking around than really fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, I understand. Yeah.
But I ain't gonna lie, if I fuck you for a good minute, man, I start getting fucking my head starts, I start getting nauseous and shit, I can't breathe.
What, this is what I'm saying, I know I done passed out or something, what the fuck you doing for five hours down there? You trying to annihilate somebody's coochie, no way.
I'm trying to make that shit go dry, this way.
No, yeah, don't do that. What you trying to abuse? You crazy.
Why?
I know. Wow.
That's some real selfish shit right there. You gonna break somebody's pussy. Yes.
That shit ain't gonna work.
No, trust me.
Like, that motherfucker, that fat, ugly motherfucker put it on.
Don't kick me. No. I don't need 5 hours for that. I don't need you to be fucking me up for 5 hours for me to call you back. Seriously.
I'm good, shit.
I'm fucking busting up watching a Papa John's commercial. I don't give a fuck. I'm alright. I'm a sensitive chick.
I was in Florida one time, man. I was fucking this bitch and wearing this bitch out, man. I had to get up off the pussy, go out the door, and sit on the porch and give me some fucking air. I swear, everything I fucking love. Nigga looking at me like, no, you all right? Man, I need some fucking air, man.
Wow.
I like that, man. Shit.
I'm telling you, Steph, you will pass the fuck out doing that all the time.
I just told you, man. I got the fuck up out the pussy, opened the door, and went outside.
You got to put some water.
Oh,
put a bottle of water on the stand, on the floor, something. You got to. I don't even want to sip it. Just throw the water on me. Do not fuck me for 5 hours. You won't get a call back. I'm dead ass. I'm like, not that nigga. Nope.
He ain't beating this up. Why
yeah.
You gotta beat it up? Why you gotta
no
beat
thanks.
It up?
No thanks.
I'm trying to murder this shit.
No.
I'm trying to murder it.
Mm-mm.
4 hours? Next day called me up like, I can't sit down. I was like, yes.
You can't sit down? You can't even pee straight. Five hours?
That's good. Hey, I got no problem going to the bathroom and sitting.
The big brown shark came.
Word.
The big brown shark came.
Word. Okay.
Lord.
Nah, I can't fuck that long. I did a few bodies. Give me some fucking head, man. Fuck that.
Do you know how fucking mad I will be if I look at that clock and see that you still in there? Hours
okay,
later?
But why wouldn't it open? Okay, but if we fuck y'all for 5 minutes, y'all mad at that. But we fuck up for 4 hours, y'all mad at that. What the fuck y'all need, man?
2 hours.
Exactly 1 hour and 10 minutes and like 5 seconds and shit. What the fuck?
I already told you I need a whole CD with the bonus with the bonus album at the end. The bonus song at the end, you know, that extra long song. But not no 5 hours, that's a work day.
A whole CD is maybe 90 minutes, 60 minutes maybe. 16 songs. No, that's like a crazy. It's
like
12 songs, 5 minutes each.
Like 2 hours tops. 2 hours tops. And if you get one of them old school 70s albums, CDs, you know
that's like 4 hours, man. That's just gonna like, you know, pull a CD in, you play one side, you take it out, you turn it over, upside down, you play that side, man. Listen.
5 hours just seems a little too drastic.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, listen, I'll bust me a nut, I'll doze off about 20-30 minutes, and then get back in the pussy.
All right, dog bone.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to explain to me, you do take a break, right?
What's that?
You take a break, right?
Go pee, maybe, that's about it.
You know what, you are right. You're right.
I don't get it on the regular, okay? So when I get it, that's it.
Okay, what's not on the regular? Get out of my brain.
Not on the regular.
What's not on the regular?
I don't get it daily. I got to get it every other week.
What?
Every other week, you trying to fuck for 4 or 5 hours?
You nigga, you a horn dog. You a fucking horny ass. I thought you was going to say something like, I don't get it like once a month. Okay.
Once a month, fuck that.
Once a month, that's a charge. Like, you might really kill somebody.
That bitch, got to shoot. You should need a motherfucking inside run over.
No. Every other week.
Well, every other week, you still got to fuck for 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah.
I think you got a problem, son.
Yeah, I was going to say, you greedy.
Why am I greedy?
You greedy. Because you can't be backed up like that every week.
It ain't my fault. I got to work, you know.
Yeah.
My
lines are lit up, y'all. My lines are lit up. Please press 1 to join in this conversation. You ain't scared. Great conversation. 646-200-3838. Press the 1 to join the conversation.
Yo, what ladies want to find out? Fuck all that. I'm tired of getting ridiculed about this shit.
Sickly.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
If anybody wants to date Dog Bone, call in.
If anybody wants to date Dog Bone, call in. 646
call in.
If you want a 4 hour of some serious fucking...
No. We already discussed this. My dick doesn't go up and it happened.
4 hours straight with no intermission.
If you
and
want to die.
If my dick don't get hard, that means I'm not interested.
Huh?
If the dick don't get hard, that means it ain't working.
Come on, man. They got Viagra and all that shit. Now, you got to be on some
I ain't fucking no goddamn Viagra, get a heart attack and shit. Nah, No,
let's discuss this Viagra, shall we? Let's discuss this. No, seriously.
You ever got the wet pill?
We got the what?
You got a pill that keeps you wet. I saw that shit.
They make a pill that keeps the coochie wet. What the fuck is that?
They got a pill
what
that keeps
that?
The coochie wet. I forget the name of it. There's a pill that keeps the coochie wet, too.
Oh, I got to Google that.
A pill?
A pill that keeps the coochie wet.
I gotta slip that in a bitch's drink and that shit start dripping.
A pill
no, that keep go to gynecologist. They have them.
That doesn't sound too healthy.
Why?
It's a pill.
That means you ain't doing your job, Dorian.
But it's not that. Like, you gotta swallow that in order for it to work something out down there.
Yeah, what about the women on menopause?
How long
this
shit? What about them? They better use some lube.
Something.
Damn.
Because what happens if once you lose a lube, ladies, and the lube, you know, goes away? Now you got fire.
It's like hitting the fucking brakes when you make the other push, and I'm like, God damn it.
I'm not saying anything else. I'm listening.
Why not?
I can't with Dorian. I'm just going to listen. This must have been the first time I called him with his ass on the line. I'm just in shock right now.
You're in shock right now?
I'm just going to listen.
Why?
Yes, I think we go back to eating then. I don't know. Eating to get it wet and then just go right back at it.
Yeah, use old methods. Like, that's all I was saying about the Viagra. Do y'all even take it when you don't need it? Because, you know, some people are greedy like
that. Some people, I've seen some people.
Think you're funny taking Viagra and you don't need it.
But why would you take that if you don't need it?
Exactly.
You think you're funny. You're trying to murder somebody.
I'm going to do that.
There are people that are not confident within themselves, and, you know, they want big things that they're not big enough or they're not doing enough or, you know, so then they get these stupid enhancers and
how long does it take for it to take effect?
Viagra doesn't stop you from coming, ladies. So if a guy takes that and he comes, his dick is going to get soft. His dick is not going to stay hard because he has Viagra in him.
So the Viagra is used if
your dick don't get hard. Viagra doesn't stop a man from coming.
It just gives you an erection.
Right, it won't stop him from coming.
But it doesn't give you a longer.
No, that's a myth. That's a myth. What women think. Viagra does not stop a man from coming. It's for erectile dysfunction. Erectile dysfunction. Don't say erectile dysfunction and you can't come.
Okay, so now I got another question.
Well,
what about them things in with the Chinese letters on it?
What things with the fucking Chinese letters?
Them little boxes that you get from the corner store.
You gonna take that shit?
I'm not taking nothing. I'm asking you, what is that for?
I don't know. I don't fuck with that. I ain't got no problem, so I can't answer
that.
Y'all
have it right on the counter, too. Right on the counter, like.
Yeah, right
on
you.
The counter. Y'all be buying them shit, looking at them and shit?
No, because while I'm waiting online in the store, I'm just looking at the glass cases like, what the hell is this?
Man, I don't know.
There's always some muscular man on the box.
No.
And I'm always looking at it like, wow, I wonder what would happen if I knew somebody that took this. Like, what would happen? I don't know the side effects. Like, what would happen if I dropped it in somebody's drink? Like, if I...
You're talking about ginseng?
No, it's not ginseng.
Believe that's a dish. You take ginseng or your hair.
I used to drink ginseng. I used to drink it in the little glass thing. And
that shit tastes like fucking peanut juice or some shit. Oh.
Ginseng is disgusting.
Yeah, it tastes like ground up peanuts.
Right, I was going to say you take a shot of that with, and you drink some Guinness.
I don't drink it. Guinness is even tasting no worse.
Yeah, and how the hell you drink Guinness?
That Guinness is
horrible. But I wasn't doing that for no, like, sexual
reasons.
No, I'm
just saying it, too, but
they
just, like, I used to take a ginseng every day and a Yohimbe Bach pill every day.
Oh, no, the ginseng I used to just take because I was always, like, you know, out and about and fucking nonstop sleeping and all that stuff. That's before the 5-hour energy, all that stuff started getting popular. I used to take the ginseng and just drink a Guinness with it and just keep it moving.
20 ounces of Red Bull does gives you wings. That's all.
I see. I can't do that. Caffeine, I got salt. I don't got the sugar. I got the salt. Can't mess around with nothing with that.
You can't drink what?
Nothing that speeds up my heart rate.
Because of what?
My blood pressure.
Well, see, I must be doing something else. I drink them motherfucking emotions. I mean, them fucking monsters like a motherfucker.
And you're not supposed to. I've been told you that.
You didn't tell me that shit.
I told you you wasn't supposed to drink none of that. The Red Bull, the Monster, none of that stuff.
It don't. My blood pressure stays the same when I'm on my pills.
Okay, nigga. You better make sure you got a defibrillator in that car.
When I'm on my meds, shit, man, I can rock the world, boy.
Stop. let's stop talking about how old we are. Your meds. Child, my meds be doing the trick.
Huh?
Like, my meds, my pills be doing the job. No, I'm just saying, like, I don't know, because I see all these little enhancers, and I'm like, why do you need them? Isn't there something more natural that you could do?
Hold on, say what now?
Isn't there something more natural you could do? I heard, like, peanut shakes and,
peanut punch.
Peanut punch and Irish moss and all that. That naturally keeps
your
liver down.
Huh? Your Jamaican, does it work?
I mean, I drink that shit every day. Who knows if it works or not?
I don't think my food to my poor man, though. No. I don't know if that shit works. I don't know. I used to drink peanut punch. That shit works kind of good. But I don't know where the fuck I can get no good peanut punch from.
Chanel make it.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. She makes it.
I need some for my next vacation trip.
Oh, Lord.
Cause who's the never gets this shit? Who's the never gets this, boy? Woo, woo.
You are retarded. Oh my God. All right, so we did all three of the questions, right?
No, we only had two questions. Though y'all didn't answer. They didn't answer this. Neither one of them answered the second. The other question was, who has more to prove, making love for the first time or love after you break up? Rachel?
When you're younger, I think when you're younger, I would say making love for the first time.
Making love, hold on. Hold that thought, y'all. We have two callers on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
We have Sammy and we have Big Homie. Sammy and Big Homie, you're on the air.
Hey, Steph, what's up, buddy?
What's up,
oh,
Big Sammy? What's
damn.
Going on, player?
Oh, damn.
What's going on, big dog?
What's going on, man? What about Cialis, man? What does Cialis do?
Man, I don't fucking know. I'm not a fucking gynecologist. I don't fucking know. Big homie,
I'm in the building.
Okay, big homie, Sammy, what the fuck does Cialis do? You tell me what the fuck Cialis do.
Yo, listen, I went to the doctor to get my my blood pressure pills.
Right.
And the doctor gave me them shit, but I'm scared to take them.
Cialis is a 36-hour keep your dick hard drug. That's what that shit is, dude.
Oh, hell fucking
no. You
need a
hard on for 36 hours.
Huh?
Shut up, Gloria. I don't want to stay on for 36 hours.
You ain't going to walk around with your dick hard for 36 straight hours if you get some pussy dick get hard.
Nigga, kill yourself if that happens.
Hell no.
You have to wear a fucking tutu.
We're going to go to the air right now.
I'm mailing to the shop, man. That's it.
Email to the shop, baby.
Yo, Dorian is on the air.
How many hours of dick stay hard?
36.
That might be a good investment for a romantic weekend.
Oh, shit.
Let me play about 4 hours.
That means you're going to have to wear fucking...
36 hours?
No, you're going to have to wear fucking kilt. Like, you ain't going to be pulling the pants.
Dude, why even get dressed? You get you a room for the weekend, and you pop a pill.
Here go this nigga, another murderer.
You tell that bitch every 20 minutes, bitch. Every 20 minutes, bitch. Every 20 minutes.
That's a fucking murderer. This nigga gonna need an IV in his room with the fucking fluid dripping from me.
Hey, sound like a plan to me. Shit. IV, shit. But even without the IV, bitch, you better not miss that 20-minute mark, bitch. 1958, bitch. Where you at?
1958.
Well, 36 hours. If that bitch don't love you after 36 hours, you don't know what you're doing, man.
She ain't got to love me. After 36 hours, I got my money's worth. Fuck you, bitch.
but it says it might give you side effects.
No, after 36 hours, you're going to need to explain to my mother what happened to me.
No, that's your job.
I'm sitting rolling around. I got to ride around in a fucking hover round and shit for 2 weeks with the little basket in the front because you fucked my shit up.
I have a comment. Now, I was talking to this guy before, and he said...
Is this fucking Michelle?
No, this is Rachel.
Oh, that's a professional cocksucker. How you doing, baby?
I'm fine, honey. Listen, no.
Love that nigga right there. She was sucking paint off a fucking battleship.
Listen to what I have to say. I was talking to this guy, and we would have regular conversations. But I never got as far as to have sex with the guy, speak to the guy, because he talked about how... Are y'all listening?
Yeah.
He talked about how he used to put girls in the hospital. He would drop them off at the emergency room door. I mean, used to make them
This must have been a Facebook conversation. It's some very extraordinary fake shit.
This dude, yeah, he said all he wanted to do was choke them out and bust them open, and he put a couple of girls in the emergency room. Are there guys that really look to do this?
Hold up. When he said he put him in the mercy room, was it the pussy or the broken jaw?
The punani. He was
well, I sound like a Facebook shit.
Is this true? Are there guys that really want to just beat the
punani? Somebody turn the TV already down in the background. Somebody got the TV already all out.
Who's got all that music playing?
Yeah, I don't know any guy that's really looking to break a bitch pussy.
Okay, so this guy is definitely insane.
You're not going to get no return service with that shit.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, well, I'm glad that I turned that down then.
You know what the funny part? You was thinking about fucking that nigga, too. You said,
yes, I was.
That's some dick I want. Y'all bitches is crazy, man. I don't want no pussy that's going to put my ass in the hospital.
Or to sleep.
More than likely, you'd be sleeping with them dead-ass pussies running around. It's nothing but sleeping pill pussies. All these sleeping pill pussy bitches be talking a lot of shit, and you got to peel the bitch off the headboard. Bitch done ran up the fucking headboard.
Big homie, you there?
Yeah.
Yo, who has more to prove in this other topic here? Who has more to prove? The couple having sex for the first time or the couple that's having sex after a breakup?
Well, I would say the first time, niggas, because if I've been fucking you, you impressed. So that's just a fact, nigga.
Okay, so you don't think after y'all break up, you're going to get this pussy, you don't think you got to put that shit on and say, yeah, this bitch, this is the fuck you've been missing out on, this is the fuck you've been...
Hell no. Matter of fact, and this is real talk, most of the bitches I've stop fucking with, when they come back, they get worse penis. You is not getting the special sex. I am not hurting my back with your ratchet ass. This is just to throw my dick in your mouth once again. That's all this is for.
Damn.
Sam, you hear this shit, Sammy?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah, this fucking retard.
Yeah, you
that shit is
crazy,
real fact,
man.
I leave a bitch. I left a bitch. If you coming back, you just coming back to suck one mean penis. That's it.
Yo, but I agree with you. I agree with you 100,000,000%.
There's too many bitches out here to be fucking caring about what you doing. Fuck it. I'm
been
gone.
Been there, done that.
So what y'all saying is, the first time you fuck a bitch, you fucking lower down the first, the right
time.
The first time, always. Can't nothing compare to the first time. Nothing. And you know the rules, Dallas. Ain't no, the best pussy is new pussy.
Oh,
damn.
That's right. Like a new car. Like a new car. Why you want to sell a car and buy it back?
Exactly. I like the way you put that shit.
So what you, what do you lazy bitches got to say about this, Rachel and Weezy?
Now, these bitches be trying to break their hips trying to impress a nigga. And all we hoping you do is just stop so I can come in your face and I can leave.
That's so mean.
But that's what real guys is thinking about. When we take you back, we're taking you back for the do dirty. Y'all trying to get y'all point off and try to make us miss y'all, and all we want to do is hit you in the eyebrows.
Yeah, we take you back. We'll take you back next time.
Next time. Okay, wow.
Like, all right, bitch, you wanted to leave me, bitch? I hope this shit get in your eye. Squirt, 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 squirt.
Well, you know what? I can't take offense to it because I'm learning something new. I really can't. I can't take offense. And I thank y'all for the input. Because
and if any other dude tell you differently, smack the shit out of him because he's lying. Or he's gay and he's really into that breakup sex shit. Like, oh, this is going to be good when we get back together. It's going to be the best sex ever. No, bitch, just suck my dick real quick. The game is on.
Okay.
I got to go.
Well, hey, listen, I'm trying to, Rachel, so what are you trying to do on the first go-round? You trying to bring a nigga back in, or what?
You know she is. She is a beast with that motherfucker. You know that nigga right there. She got that professional track walker pussy. Hey, Rich, tell him.
You know what?
Hey, Rich, tell him.
Rachel's scared. Are you scared, Rachel?
I'm not scared.
Is that
you know
every week, Rachel?
Yes.
Oh, this nigga is a professional. What the hell is going on? She got a man on the line or something with her? Something? What's going on?
No, I don't have a man on the line.
You got a shower over the New Year's? What's going on?
I'm on the solo. I'm by myself right now.
Where my girl Weezy at? Where Weezy at? She want to cut off?
I'm right here.
There she go.
Weezy, what are you doing for the first time, baby?
You can hit me in the eyebrows all you want. I'm good for it. I like it.
That's Weezy? Yeah. Okay.
No, that's my Weezy. That's
this
Rachel.
This is Rachel.
So Weezy, what are you trying to do on the
I ain't trying to offer up shit to Big Homie. I'm good.
No, I'm not talking about Big Homie. I'm talking about in general. The first time.
Yeah, that nigga hit the fence last time I seen that nigga.
Oh, you trying to
move
a punch.
Big Homie almost got me ass
right. I came to the club. That nigga hit the back fence. All I saw was ass cheeks.
First of all,
I came from the White Stone Bowling Alley to the Beehive in like 11 minutes.
That nigga had every light in Brooklyn.
I'm drunk driving. Everything is going smooth. I'm texting this nigga. She's like, yeah, I'm in the building. Ba, 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 ba. I'm like, yeah, I'm on Atlantic Avenue. No more communication. Fucking radio silence. Next thing I know, oh, I'm in the cab going home. Oh, you dirty dog.
No, well, I should have.
Fucking black people. I came to New York to make some niggas believers. You know what I mean? Niggas be talking a lot of.
No, thank you. I don't need my pussy in a sling. Thank you, but no thank you.
You don't know. You probably do.
No, motherfucker. You ain't going to try to prove my point on my behalf. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, that was the plan.
I said, this nigga, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. That was the plan.
Yes, that the feel from a creepy bedroom voice. I said, no. No fucking thank you. I'm out.
Bye,
y'all.
You guys have a good night, man.
Which one do you think is more important, right? The first time having sex, proving a point, or during
I said the first time.
If you decide to go back, are you just giving them some regular ass pussy, or are you trying to like,
nigga. So in other words, you telling me if you giving me some new shit when we get back together, some extra shit, that means you was holding out all that time?
No, he ain't gotta be holding out, but like, let me say he's on. When y'all was together, he was giving you 100%, and when y'all get back, he's gonna give you 100%. I'm not, but he may be.
Right. So you keep it regular. Like, I don't think like what
I, don't know
like
regular,
I said earlier.
Why would I take it back some regular?
No, I mean keep it how you've been doing. If you 100%, then keep it 100.
Like I said earlier, you don't play games when you fucking. If we broke up, and for some reason we're going to do it again, I'm not giving you 100%.
Talk a little lower.
I may tell you that, but deep down inside, all I want to do is do you dirty.
Wow.
but what I'm saying is, like, you actually have a conversation, like, you got to say, okay, this is going to be the get back sex. Like, how do you know what the fuck that is? How do you know what that is? Because you broke up and you had been. Why are you fucking your ex anyway?
They ain't the ex, they back together.
Oh, y'all just stopped speaking and then y'all had a fallout and now y'all getting back together?
Yeah, whatever the case may be.
I don't know. I thought it was like you broke up with the person and y'all happen to wind up in bed together again, and now you're trying to prove that point. That's what I understood it as.
I will prove a point on the first date, and if we're in good terms. But if you ever call yourself proving a point to me, and you telling me I'm not fucking with you no more, it's a wrap. And somehow we get a chance to fuck again, you better not suck my dick first. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Because I may not even touch the pussy. I get some head and like, yeah, you know what? This is not doing it for me. It's really not working for me. Thank you for the blowjob. Gotta go.
I cannot.
Because guys got it easier. You know, guys got it easier. It's a lot of chicks out there, a lot of quality chicks. Thirsty like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
The selection
right, well.
For women ain't that good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When y'all come back, y'all might have to impress a nigga to get back in the rotation.
Yeah, I see.
Get back into the lineup, huh?
I'm too stubborn for that bullshit and fucking keep your cock.
I'm saying, you know, I understand what you're saying, Tana, because, you know, you might be quality, so you might get back in the lineup, but it's not too many motherfucking chicks that's in here. You know, when dudes got fucking 15 chicks to one penis, it's hard to crack the starting five.
Wow.
That's just real talk. You gotta go hard.
I'm glad to hear it. Like I said, I don't have conversations with dudes on a daily basis that will tell me this information, you know? So I'm glad I'm learning it. I'm taking it and running with it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. If you do
all
gotta
I do,
do it,
all I do yeah. after a conversation with them is side eye all of them. When I see them, you old piece of shit.
Yeah, that's the only bad part about keeping it real, because motherfuckers look at you different now.
I look at Mitty and Dallas, and I'm like, you old piece of shit.
Yeah, you mean why we got Peter? It's a shit, though.
After listening to y'all conversations, I'll be like, oh, Lord.
That's because of so many phony-ass niggas telling y'all the bullshit.
I don't listen to them either.
Wow.
I mean, you owned it, though, Steph. You said you was a shit, and you owned it.
I ain't shit either.
I'm not shit, so fucking what?
I ain't never said I was shit. Never.
You can't never say you was shit.
I'm not, but I get a whole hell of a lot of ass, though. I don't know how. That not being shit must be sexy as a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know what? There's a lot of good guys who girls be giving that pussy up.
Who said that, good big homie?
There's a lot of good guys whose chicks be fucking niggas like me.
Of course.
This is true.
They want to fuck the bad guy.
That bad guy. Well, get a load of that bad guy. You sit around, you point your finger.
Oh, my God, man. Great show tonight. Call in. Press number 1-646-200-3838. 646-200-3838. Hope everybody that's on the air with me. And we have Weezy Jefferson on the air tonight, y'all. She's famous actress. She's on the air with us tonight.
Weezy, did you get a perm? Yeah, you still running around that nappy dugout.
Nanny, I
don't know what you're doing with that. Man, listen, I don't know what's going on.
Hold on, y'all. We have a new call on the air. We have Kia on the air. Kia, you there?
Oh, fuck.
Kia, you here, baby?
Yeah, I'm here. She's today.
How you doing tonight, sweetie?
The Lakers blow ass.
She just got on.
I ain't saying nothing about her. I said the Lakers blow ass.
Oh,
they playing?
Did you hear tonight's topics tonight, Kia?
No, whoever said the Lakers, I'm not, you know what, I'm not even doing no Lakers topics.
I knew it.
Whatever.
She took forever to hold that in. Everything in her not to respond. How you doing, Kia?
Shut up.
I said, how you doing?
Talking about some Lakers. What do we got to do with this tonight?
My fucking head is hurting already,
oh,
man.
Oh, shit.
What the Lakers got to do with this tonight? Stop being funny.
Oh, my God. The internet's talking
to me.
No, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay, Dallas. It's
okay. Why do women put off from having sex for so long after a breakup? And who are
you Why do women put off sex on the last part?
Why do women put off from having sex for so long after a breakup? And who are you really punishing?
Maybe because they got to figure out the next dude. You just like, oh, she's the next dude so fast.
So we
on the magazine
assuming
maybe,
that these hookers
maybe
is waiting long.
I said, what? What is that on your background?
That ain't me.
Well, I'm sorry, it might have been me. I just walked through the house.
I'll say it again.
Why do women hold off from having sex after a breakup for so long? And who are they really punishing?
I don't think they punish anyone, Steph.
I think they're punishing themselves, if you ask me.
They're not punishing themselves. So why do a woman got to punish herself if she's not going to have sex right after a breakup?
Okay, so what do you...
She meet a guy, she break up on February 12th. On February 5th, 17th, she meet this guy, she got to sleep with him?
Yeah, I didn't
Islands to ask for
come on.
Islands.
Come on. That's like 7 days later, 6 days
well,
later, she's going to sleep with him?
Let's skip the hypotheticals. Like, really, you, are you waiting? How long are you waiting before you accept some new pee now?
It may be the 90-day rule.
I might could live with that if somebody
else.
I can sleep with you
10 days later or 5 days later.
What difference does it make? 3 weeks or 10 days? What's the difference?
Because you haven't figured out how he is, or who he's related to, or his family.
Let me explain something to you, big dummy. Until you give a nigga some pussy, you ain't gonna never know who the fuck
he
is.
Big dummy. You don't even make sense what you just said.
That makes
so
a lot of sense.
They
gonna be where the fuck you want to be.
You telling me it's okay? You telling me we're big dummies because we're gonna wait 3 weeks instead of waiting 7 days to sleep with the guy we just have
no,
to
No, I'm gonna tell you
you're
a big dummy because the statement you said I gotta figure out who this nigga is. And I'm telling you, you ain't gonna never figure out who the dude is until
you
fuck him.
You never gonna figure out nobody, Nitty. I know that. I just said
what you waiting for Christmas.
What?
So what you waiting for Christmas?
You know what?
What he's saying is, why you trying to figure out who he is? A guy is going to be whatever you want him to be until you get the pussy.
Did you hear what I just said? I said I was just saying that just to be funny.
Okay. Well, you know, comedy is not your best thing anyway.
You
know, Jimmy, good comedy.
Comedy is not my best thing. Shut up, Jimmy.
You're giving comedy shit to us.
You're a dumbass. Shut up. I was just being funny. No, you don't have to, but I'm quite sure you're not going
to
sleep with him
funny.
5 days later. You're going to sleep with somebody you meet 5 days later. So, maybe someone
will
sleep with 3 days later. I don't know.
Question. Fucking a dude 5 days later is worse than fucking a dude 5 months later who shits on you.
Well, that's to each his own. I would never mess with a guy who didn't
shit on me. I'm asking
you
a question.
Because
you will never know what a dude do until he do it. So if you make him wait 5 months later, and then he turns out to be a scumbag, what was the point?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the purpose of you figuring out, Nitty. I mean, quite naturally you're going to figure it out because isn't no woman going to want to be hurt 5 months later?
Well, how
are
you figuring this shit out? Because like I told you, a guy is not going to show his true self until his dick get wet.
You know what? It takes a different woman to figure this guy out because some women are not going to put up with this, Nitty. Maybe some women will or whatever.
How you
no. going
to figure put up with something? And listen, when I used to play the game, I'd be whatever the fuck. I'd be Fred Astaire, Ben Vereen, Billy Dee Williams.
Oh,
whoever
please.
The fuck you
that's
like,
played,
I'll be him.
That's played out. Please. Women are smarter than that now, Nitty.
Y'all
please,
are
that's
not.
Played out.
Y'all
please.
Are
yes,
not
we
that
are.
Smart.
Yes, we are.
That emotion shit. All the dude got to do is
play
that emotion shit. And he's in like
Flint. Playing that emotion stuff. Nobody worried about that emotion. It's just like we're not, there's some who are not fooled. Then there's some who are fooled.
How are you not fooled by the niceness?
Oh,
I'm being nice. How
are you
kidding me? How was you on to me?
Please. Nitty, please. That niceness won't get past me. I'm just saying that niceness won't get past me. It's just me. I'm please.
Niceness won't get past you.
Nitty, it just won't. It's just my persona. It just won't.
A gentleman won't work for you.
Oh no, if he's being a gentleman. I don't know he's a gentleman, Nitty. Believe me, a woman would know a guy is a gentleman.
How? Explain to me how you want to know I'm not a gentleman.
Because even though we're gonna ask some questions, first of all, most women are gonna ask him some questions. Basically, first you're gonna see if he have a sense of humor.
No question, and you know I got that, so you fucked already.
Oh, you know what? Please, your sense of humor. That's what you calling your sense of humor, Nitty? Please, get out here.
Tina, this is Nitty, okay?
No, whatever. Crack me up. Whatever.
This is me. So go ahead. How you gonna tell if I'm not a gentleman?
We're gonna figure this out. We got at least a couple of days, a week, or 3 weeks to figure this out. Let me see if I want to, you know, mess with this guy. This guy is capable of me being in his company or he's being in my company.
Right.
So
I'm doing all the gentleman things that I should be doing
Now what?
And then I'm being the, I guess if you want to say the attitude, the arrogant female, you go like, oh, you know, whatever. Then that's going to let me know. Mm-mm. Then, you know, we'll play the second, we'll play a different round now.
I don't know if you're actually making sense what you're saying, but what I'm telling you is this.
I just think most females are not going to sit up here and let a guy play them anymore.
No girl gonna get played, but how many have gotten played?
What are you saying?
Like, chicks don't run out the door saying, I want to get played today.
No, there's women that are not going to get played, Nitty. You're making it seem like we're not going to be able to spot you all out.
No, what I'm telling you is that y'all are acceptable to bullshit.
No, well, maybe some. I'm not acceptable to bullshit, Nitty. I'm sorry, I'm not.
I'm quite sure somebody fed you a line, song, and dance and was blowing your back out and was in his head like, this little dirty booger.
Nitty, you could imagine my demeanor, how I am with him. Can you imagine somebody saying that type of shit to me?
Yes!
Hell no. Not the one here, Nitty. Not over here.
Yeah, listen, this ain't got nothing to do with your person as a person, your character. This got to do with his character. You're taking this shit as a challenge to you. I'm telling you the flaw is with the dude. He don't give a fuck about your niceness and your womanness and your grace and your presence.
Like,
he just
want
to put dick in your
and
mouth.
And then it's vice versa that we don't care about his niceness. How
but you missing the point, big fucking dummy.
Who are you calling a dummy?
Who answered you an owl now?
You know what, Nitty?
About
shut
the
up.
Guy
what's the next question, Steph? Nitty,
yeah,
keep
yeah,
your
move
damn
on,
because
you're not getting nowhere. You're like,
you know, you're not getting anywhere.
This
is redundant. Oh, my last damn nerve. What's the next question, Steph?
Kobe ain't shit. How about that?
and Nitty ain't shit.
No, I got to be me. I ain't say Kid wasn't shit.
Well, you're talking about Kobe.
This is getting personal.
Whatever.
The next question was, who has more to prove, Kia? A person having sex for the first time, or a person that's having sex after a breakup?
What was the? I didn't hear the first question. The first part.
The person having sex for the first time, or the person having sex after a breakup? Who has more to prove in the bedroom?
The person having sex for the first time, or the person having
sex after a breakup?
Go. You ask that side, dog. Having a hard time with that one?
You know what?
I got you fucking stuck here.
Yeah, you do. What is this? Well, I mean, for the first time, I mean.
Okay, hold on, y'all. We have two more callers. We have T and we have Shelly on there. T and Shelly, you there?
Hi, everyone.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How you doing?
Hello. Hello.
We hear you.
We hear you, baby. What's up, T and Shelly?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Trying to be sexy, T.
You know what? That's why I called in to tell Big Homie to shut up, you old big dummy.
You over here trying to sound like Lady Eloise. My guess.
Oh, my
God. My guess.
So you got issues for real.
How you doing, T, baby? You know I love you.
I love you, too.
I hope you come to get your little girlfriend over here.
You better leave Kia alone.
Nah, I knew I love Kia. I had to call and apologize to Kia just to be my friend again.
Oh, wow. That's so sweet.
Yeah, I ain't want her mad at me. I called her a bitch and play, and she wanted to shoot me for real.
Well, that was real sweet of you to call.
Ladies, what's your take on these questions tonight?
I don't want to talk about the questions.
Why the fuck you call in then, T?
Listen, because I want to show some love. I just want to show some love.
And just pant and rave and giggle and breathe hard and shit?
Yeah.
Nah, hell no.
That Lady Eloise sexy shit, that bootleg Lady Eloise sexy shit.
Why it's got to be bootleg?
Because your shit really sound like fucking Esther from fucking Stanford and Son on the regular.
Freak you. Freak you. Look, I'm becoming a nun, so I ain't talking to y'all.
Oh,
about those
God
kids.
Damn.
Well, with your fucking raggedy ass and ratchet ass mouth.
And ain't no church going to let you in there with that fucking sanctified, fucking possessed pussy that you working with.
Oh,
that
God.
Pussy is strictly motherfucking Lucifer Damien 666. He, Paul, Damien.
Hold on. You don't know what? Oh, my God. Stop, because my chair hurts.
Yo, so Kia. Kia.
Yeah.
Kia.
Yes.
Are you there?
What?
So when you what? If you ever broke up with a guy and for some reason y'all getting back together and y'all about to have sex, what's going through your mind frame? Are you saying I'm about to make this dude a believer or he gonna get some regular ass pussy?
Well, I'm not going to break up with a guy and go back with a guy, so I'm going to answer that in a particular way.
But if y'all throw up on good terms and y'all come back together as one, why not, Kia?
I'm not breaking up with a guy and go back with a guy.
Huh?
I'm not breaking up with a guy and go back to a guy, so I'm going to just make a particular statement. So if I break up with a guy, which I know I'm not going to break up with a guy and go back with him, you know, I'm going to make this, we're going to try, you know, either make the sex better or whatever he was lacking, so if I was him.
It probably was him, huh?
It was him. It wasn't me.
What if it was you? You don't even know it was you, though.
It wasn't me.
How do you know?
Because I know it wasn't me.
Oh, boy.
Who was that?
It would be the same chicks be climbing the fucking headboard, yo.
I don't need to climb no headboard.
That's the same thing she said.
That's the same thing he said.
The last bitch that was climbing the headboard.
Whatever. How do you know she was fucking up, nigga?
I had to pull the bitch off of it. I know.
Oh, my God. Yo, great fucking story that so far, man. Y'all mothers are retarded, man.
I miss Kia. She is a loose cannon. You know what? That's her favorite saying. You know what? You know what? You know what? I miss that stupid chick.
Oh, my God.
You just think that nobody could be, whatever female says, she's wrong. It's not the truth that she's saying. Whatever the guy is saying, oh, yeah, he's saying that's the right way. No.
Who said that shit?
That's your observation.
That's not my observation. What I was telling you was about a man playing the game. If a man is playing the game and you making him wait, you're making him wait for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why are we going to sleep with him 5 days later?
You might as well fuck him and get it over with and let him flip out day six. So you wait fucking 6 months, you don't got your feelings invested in it, you got your emotions invested in it, if you fuck with me, you got your money invested in it, and now you fucking ass out.
Why are you... In 2 weeks. What's wrong with waiting 14 days?
You're not getting nowhere. You Scooby Doo. You're spinning your wheels. 2 weeks for what?
I'm not getting nowhere. You know what? The right guy, he's going to wait those 14 days.
That guy's a homo.
What?
That guy's waiting for what? What's he going to wait for? How long are you waiting for?
He wait 2 weeks, he's gay, and he's fucking somebody else. Pick your poison.
You're not gay.
I'll wait 2 weeks, but I'm fucking all your friends. I'm telling you right now.
Who the fuck is that laughing over there?
Oh, I'll wait 2 weeks patiently while my dick is in some of your friends' mouth. No problem. I'm just keeping it real.
Oh, fuck that. Yeah. And you know who's going to be? It'll be your boss.
You ain't going to know.
Oh, come on, Nitty.
So you never heard of girlfriends fucking their girlfriend's guys?
Oh, I've never heard.
Well, that can't happen to you. That can't happen to you.
That ain't happening to me. What haven't happened to any females on the show? Because it's not happening to me.
It never happened to you. You never know it. You never knew it happened to you.
No, it never happened to me.
You never figured it out.
It never happened to me, Liddy.
I can't say it never happened to me because I just never got, I never figured it out. I'm quite sure one of these dirty ass birds probably pulled that move. I would never say it never happened to me. I just didn't give a fuck enough to be fucking investigating.
Well, I know it didn't happen to me, Eddie.
You know it.
I know
this motherfucking margarita shit is good as hell.
You know that one of the dudes you was humping never humped one of your friends.
I know it didn't happen to me, Eddie.
Okay.
Hold on, what the, speaking of humping friends, Shelly, where the fuck you at? You was on here, wasn't you?
I'm here.
Shelly ain't helping nobody.
Her man tried to, though. Her man's friend tried to, that's why I said.
Oh, yeah, and her husband gave a nigga a Frank.
We're going to revisit that again, really?
Speak up, baby. You didn't say nothing about my topics tonight, baby. How are you doing tonight, Shelly? First of all, how are you?
I'm fine. Yeah, how you doing? I'm good.
How's the weather treat you down there?
It's good. It's all good.
Is it hot down there or no, it's raining?
Huh?
Is it hot down there? It's cold, it's raining, it's snowing. What the fuck is it doing down there?
No, it's all right. It's good weather down here. Put on a nice sweater. You good?
Okay. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We have Sherette on the line. Sherette, you there, baby?
Hey, Sherette.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Hey.
I said, come in.
How you doing tonight, young lady?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm lounging with my feet up. Not that I heard your voice.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, now.
All righty now. Watch out now.
You sound like a fucking love connection.
Did you see a profile picture? Good Lord. Woo-wee. Anyway.
Excuse me?
Did you hear tonight's topics tonight, Sarah?
Excuse me?
Did you hear tonight's topics?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
I'm
let me take it down
tuning,
for you.
I'm just tuning in, so.
Topic number one.
Mm-hmm.
Who has more to prove, the couple having sex for the first time or the couple having sex after a breakup?
The couple having sex for the first time. Breakup, you already know what you're getting.
So you mean to tell me you're going to give me some dead cooch after
been
together for a while?
No, I'm not giving you no dead pussy. Not at all.
So you got something to prove, then, right? You're going to be like, nigga, this is the stuff
you've
been missing out all this time. What is your problem?
You already know what I'm working with. How long is the breakup? How long has the breakup been?
Say it's been a couple of months.
Couple of months? Well, you already know what the pussy's like, right?
I might have got some other pussy in, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you could have ran into King Kong since you last seen me.
Right, you could have ran into a big dick nigga like me after you bugging with your man.
That don't matter. You still know what you're getting.
No, that shit
matters. Whereas you don't know what you're getting with new pussy, right? You only know with what they say or a new dick.
I'm going to tell you what the fuck I do. I'm trying to break some off in your ass the first time and after we break up. I'm gonna show you what you're gonna get. Huh?
Okay, I can understand that.
I'm gonna show you what
you're
gonna get from here on out, and then after we get back together and we break up and we fuck again, I'm like, yeah, this is the fuck you've been saying all this time. You want to leave this here? All of this? This 5 pound thing I got over here? You want to leave this shit?
5 pounds? God
damn. Yeah, 5 pounder, baby. It's a 5 pound over here.
God damn. That's a weightlifting.
You motherfucker, do some crazy. This motherfucker,
I say, motherfucker, jawbreaker.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay. Topic number two: why do women put off from having sex for so long after a breakup?
You know
and
what?
Who are you really punishing?
After a breakup?
Yeah.
are you dating anybody? I mean, is she dating?
Theoretically, you know what, man? Fuck these niggas. I'm not fucking with these niggas. I'm going to chill. I'm not fucking these. Why do women do that? Why do they put off from having sex for so long after a breakup? Like, what does that make?
Me personally.
Keep it real, baby.
Uh-huh.
No, keep this is a ratchet. This is a ratchet show.
I'm trying to figure out the same thing.
Huh?
I'm trying to figure out the same thing why they wait. I'm trying to figure out the same thing why you wait, period.
Yeah, my motherfucker. Oh, this is my nigga. What's his name again?
Or not. Because my thing is, I want to know in the beginning if we're sexually compatible before I become emotionally compatible to you.
Right.
If I become emotionally compatible, you know, engrossed in you, now I mean the dick is no good. I'm pissed.
Now you want to kill a nigga.
Yeah, because now I got feelings for you. Whereas if I'm fucking you right off the bat and the dick is no good, it's easier for me to say, this ain't working out.
Nice. And I'm happy with that.
I'm happy with that after I fuck. You know, let's be friends after the sex. Let's find out what's going on after.
So fuck first, then deal with it next?
Fuck first, then we'll see if we can be friends.
Damn!
That's a real answer right there. Who said damn? Is that you, Weezy? Weezy
lost
that fucking mind. Hold on, yo, we have another caller line. We have one more caller. We have Tiffany. Oh, Tiffany, you there?
Yes, I am here.
Oh, Tiffany from BK. How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
You know who this is, right, big homie?
I'm another professional.
No.
The professional, right? Yeah, another professional, kid.
Another one.
What's your take on tonight's topic, Tiffany?
Oh, I didn't even hear. I'm real late tonight. I'm so sorry. Can you repeat
that? Okay, tonight's topic was, who has more to prove, the couple having sex for the first time or the couple having sex after a breakup?
Couple having sex after a breakup.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You said after the breakup, they have more to prove, baby?
Huh?
Who you said has more to prove?
The couple after the breakup.
Well, why you say that, baby?
Yeah, explain that.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You get my finger. I'll just hold up. Okay. Why? Because you have to prove more like after the breakup. Like, you know what I'm saying? You done fucked up all this. That's my whole thing.
Okay. Who the fuck got this shit all out in the background? Weezy, turn your damn noise down in the background, Weezy.
I'm in my room with the door closed. That's not me.
So what the
Weezy,
fuck is wrong? I gotta call
Weezy,
you Weezy,
Weezy
for you to talk today? Okay, the sound is gone now. There we go.
That was Weezy.
There was Weezy raggedy ass. So, Tiffy from BK.
Yes.
Okay, baby. What's your takes on tonight, baby? You said the couple after the breakup, right?
Yeah.
Okay, why you say that, baby? Elaborate.
Oh, because it's just like, you know what I mean? You look what you're losing. Look what you fucked up on. And that's it.
That's it? That's what you want to tell me when I come back? All this good dick is that look what I fucked up on?
You fuck up on all that good cooch, then you done fucked up on this. You ain't never going to get this no more. So guess what? It was good when you had it, and it's even better now.
Says who?
Says me, damn it.
Okay.
Just like you know that you have good cock, we know that we have good vagina. Period.
Well, we know for a fact that women will tell you immediately your dick is whack, but guys will lie to you to spare your feelings. So you don't really know your shit is good.
Yeah, but what loser would do that? That's not cool.
A lot of losers would not say it. It's like, yeah, your shit is the bomb.
But that's
and it's trash.
Why
and it be trash.
But guess what? I mean, if he doesn't come back for seconds and third, well, he should. If he don't come back for seconds, I mean, something got to be
wrong. Now, you got to keep in mind, dudes will come back for seconds because a lot of dudes will fuck their hand. So they have a choice between their hand and you. They'll come back.
That's just wrong.
Okay, and now what happens now? Now what happens now? Okay, now the guy that's having... Where's my girl, Sarette? Sarette, you there, baby?
Yeah, I like
her.
Okay, now what happens if the guy has something to prove on the first time y'all fuck, right? He has something to prove, but he has an off night. On his first go-round, the first time he's trying to prove something, does he get a second shot?
Does he get a second shot that night?
He get a second shot that night. How about
that
tomorrow
night? That night, yes.
Absolutely.
I give him a second shot that night. Or, you know, as long as he proves himself within that night. Now, let's say you go to, I give you the second round, and it's a little bit, and then the third round, and it ain't that much better than the second round. It's a wrap. You done had your shot.
So his second chance comes in the next.
I can't leave and go to work and then say I gotta go to work and come back tomorrow.
No, you can't go. No.
Wow.
No.
Okay, what happened?
Because me personally, I'm not giving you my all, but I'm giving you top dollar. I'm giving you top shelf.
Oh, you shut up, because you know if that dick feel good, you're going to be jumping out of a window. And nigga, take it.
And that's what I'm expecting.
That's right. About you not giving your all. The
if that's
dick,
not what you're giving me, then...
Listen, the dick dictates what you do.
Big dick don't necessarily mean good dick.
I didn't say that.
Absolutely.
I didn't say that.
But
I said the penis dictates what you do.
The penis?
Yes.
Yeah.
If that shit is A100, you bringing out all your tricks.
No.
Shit.
No. Nope.
If that shit is A100,
so that means you gonna hold back?
Not on the first night. I'm not giving you everything.
What if the man is not giving you everything on the first night?
There's a lot that you won't get.
Hold
up,
so you can fuck me on the first night to sample my dick, but you want to hold back.
You won't get
that. That shit don't make no sense.
You don't get the deep, wet, nasty, thick sucking. You'll just get deep and wet.
Yo, you know, you just lost a lot of points with this retarded shit you just said.
Oh, my God.
Yo,
I think that's what I've been getting.
Hey, hello.
You know that shit sounds retarded. I can have some pussy, but I can't have all
the
pussy.
No, I didn't say you was getting because I'm pretty sure you're not giving everything. You ain't eating no ass on the first. So I ain't doing everything on the first time you fuck nobody, period. So you can come off of that bullshit right there.
No, I concur.
You concur?
So,
you ain't.
Yeah, I agree with her on that shit, but me and her are two different people.
it's okay for you not to give 100%, but I'm supposed to give 100%. Get the fuck
I gotta
out
work.
Of here.
Yeah. Come when I come or come when I come back.
Oh, hell no, that's
fucking no, you must have fallen back your head. You better hope I don't come too many times. And then tell you to get the fuck up out.
Listen, I ain't say I'm going to come early, though. I might use some good ass fucking, some good ass shit. I'm going to try to break this shit off in your pussy the first time we fuck.
4 hours.
Yeah, by the power of every liquor store in me, I will get you right.
I'm done. You said by the power of every liquor store.
The original Viagra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that so many times.
Yeah, but I'm gonna try and break all of this shit up in your ass. All 5 pounds of it.
I've come to learn that the ones that fuck most shit.
Oh, this never happened to me before. Fuck you with that.
For what?
see, after you took all that 4 hour shit, but then shit by the second stroke, niggas is ready to kill. The one that talk the most shit is the one that usually are.
That is not true.
I will,
man.
Back it up.
Yeah, dog bone over there.
Back it up.
Hey, dog bone. Tell us something, dog bone.
They got quiet. That's all I got
to
say.
Oh, I'm trying to listen to what he's backing up.
I'm backing
Ooh,
up
hours.
Everything I say. If I tell you chicken
okay.
greasy, grab a napkin.
I don't eat chicken.
Oh, shit.
I'm a vegetarian.
But you get the point.
The only meat that goes in my mouth is dick. And that's
right, but if I'm
adjustable.
Telling you something, that means believe it.
If I believe everything somebody told me.
I'm not everybody or somebody. When big homie Frank Nitti tells you something, fucking it's
oh,
a done
Lord.
Deal.
Okay. I'm too old.
Right.
I'm too old to go by what somebody says.
And I'm too old to not live up to my word.
Mhm. Okay.
Some people
I
take that shit real serious.
All right
Mercy
now.
So Shay,
I'm not gonna lie. My daddy had y'all bitches talking about me afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's not going down.
That comes down to.
They will talk about you.
Like a dog.
The asses can't sit the fuck down and everything. Like, what happened to you? That motherfucker I was with last night. That's right.
Hey.
Yo, my lines are on fire, y'all. If y'all want to join in, press 1. The lines are on fire. Press 1 if you want to join in. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to join in the conversation. Or sit your scary ass down there and just listen. You know who I'm talking to, too.
It's a lot of scary motherfuckers that's listening, too.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, Sorette, you holding back on the first go round, baby? Is that what you're saying?
I don't believe her.
You don't believe me?
I don't believe you holding back. I think when that dick hits the right spot, you's a nasty motherfucker.
They all say that shit, but when the niggas
I'm
get up in there...
I'm nasty regardless. Isn't sex supposed to be nasty?
Yes.
Fucking is supposed to be nasty.
Hold on, she's on your Facebook, son?
She's in the GQ room. I'm on her page right now looking at the pictures.
She in the GQ Palace Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
I gotta
Google this nigga.
Hey, Google this nigga.
Oh my God, man. Great fucking show tonight. Great fucking show tonight, man.
Yes,
you know
man.
How I kick it, TC. You know how I kick it.
Hoo-wee.
Where my girl Shelly go? Shelly, where you at? Shelly done got quiet and ran off.
I'm here.
You ain't saying that, baby.
I'm here.
Okay.
Don't know
how's
guys call in and get their opinion. Does any guys call in and get their opinion, or is it just women that?
Guys call in and get their opinion, yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know, I'm asking. This is my first time calling. This is my first time ever hearing the show, so I'm just asking.
What?
Yes, Steph. She's a new caller.
Who, Michelle?
Sorette.
No, this is Sorette. I'm a virgin.
Spell that shit.
I'm a virgin. So
I ask you, what, nigga?
Well, go in the GQ room and just look down. Scroll down. You see the name right there?
Okay.
Lord have mercy.
Who are you looking for?
You. He looking
Why
for
you. Why
you
looking for me?
Because this shit could be a waste of time.
No, it's not.
Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. We big homie.
Big homie. You never know what to quit.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Be careful.
Motherfucker show tonight, man. Y'all motherfuckers.
Be careful.
I'm on it, dog. I'm not being fooled by no motherfucking
big
topic.
Homie, be careful. Be careful.
Where Weezy at? Weezy, you there, Weezy? Where my girl Weezy at?
I'm right here.
Well, answer me, motherfucker.
I gave you the clip. I gave it to you. They keep
muting
the
me.
Half. I gave you the
clip. Well, say something, Tramp.
Why it rips in half this?
Weezy, you are right over there, girl.
I'm fine. I'm listening to y'all.
So, Weezy, what are you trying on the first day? You trying to break a nigga off, right, baby? You trying to break his shit off on that nigga?
Yeah.
That much of the elders.
What
you
said?
That's why.
I said that's the Ellis. That nigga is going down to history. I don't see this Savetta nigga.
It ain't no Savetta.
It ain't Savetta.
It's Savetta.
Dumbass.
Trying to do on fire.
Oh, the creep. This nigga's a creep.
Oh, it is. Something's really wrong with Big Homie.
Yeah, yeah, we gonna give him a check because he is just so out of order.
Mm-hmm.
You hit him right like a fucking pervert. Mm-hmm.
When I run down your line, you better be right. That's all I'm saying.
They gonna put our ass in jail for even bringing him.
TC, I know
it's
you ain't
boy.
Talking.
You know you my baby.
All right, but leave it alone. The red nigga, yo. Little motherfucker.
Yeah, man.
This little nigga is hiding like a motherfucker. You better not be at the bottom of the page. God damn.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
We've been typing a lot tonight.
He is scrolling for work.
I'm scrolling like a motherfucker. Your little ass hiding.
That was just talking to me on that page. So I'm supposed to be up at the top.
Oh, you on the page, little nigga? My bad.
Happy.
Oh, I got no thanks, Dallas. I was looking for. I was spelling that nigga name all wrong.
Yeah,
you know, baby?
Especially if you were calling me Savetta.
I said Surette. How you spell it?
Surette.
Oh, okay. Dave, you want to add? You want to add, Dave?
I'm a little nervous, man. I'm here, though.
That's Dave right there, Sam, brother.
All right.
That's going again.
Huh?
Now he's going to
believe. Dave Weezy glaring. Thank you.
That's Weezy Waggedy Ass.
That ain't me. Those are them kids. I don't know. I got these big-ass headphones on my ear. I don't hear nothing.
We hear everything.
Those big-ass headphones are picking up all the fucking shit in the background, baby.
Yeah, that mic is good.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Dave, you hear now,
Dave? Nope.
Okay, David, not there.
Yeah, I'm here, man. Listen, I need some goddamn chicken fried rice, man. Give me some
chicken fried rice.
I gotta screen these callers, man.
Hey, Seth.
Yes, sir.
It's N4B, man. What's up, baby?
Oh, what's up, baby
boy?
What's up, baby?
Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy.
What's going on, killer?
Everything's everything, baby. Y'all go ahead and do your thing while I use that damn script, man.
Oh, okay. Just sit back and listen, man. Sit back and listen, baby.
Yep.
Where is he from?
He's from Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he warm. He ain't freezing like us.
He's from Florida.
Okay.
My head is hurting.
Oh, my goodness.
Weezy.
Word up. You just sound like a useless man.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Man, sound like somebody want to come to Florida.
Yeah.
I got me an extra room, too. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-uh. Extra room.
Extra room.
Yeah.
Fucking your extra room.
Damn. He said he just
a guest. I got a nice room. You got to go on the couch, Weezy.
You got a what?
You sleep on the couch over there, Weezy.
Yeah, I need everybody on this line to call back at 9 o'clock for
Relationship lies and deceit.
What's the topic tonight, big homie?
Tonight's topic is love overrated?
Yeah, I'm just trying to fuck, man.
And the second topic is...
pretty much.
The second topic is... sex. How far should you go to keep your partner?
Far.
As far as you have to lick the ass. As far as you do not have to lick the ass.
Hey, that's what you got there.
And that's the topic for tonight?
Yeah.
On the next show.
You said that's something for tonight. You said,
That's Kia?
Wow.
Is that Kia?
Yes, Kia.
Speechless.
Kia, baby. Let's call it, baby.
Speechless.
Dr. Feelgood got you.
Oh, come on, please, Nitty.
What? I got you.
Oh, please, Nitty.
Little nigga, I said I got you.
Oh, my God, man.
What the hell is Rachel Hargrove?
I can't find this chick. This chick has got me blocked or something.
Who are you? Are you still looking for me?
I must have cursed her out in the future or some shit, and now she's got me blocked or something.
Are you still looking for me?
I'm talking to that Serretta nigga, whatever the fuck her name, Margarita or Amaretta.
That's why you can't find my ass, because you can't say my damn name right.
Hey, listen, they done sent me your name, nigga. You in the witness protection program.
Yo, homie, I'm looking at her right now.
Come on, how's you looking at her?
Are you in the GQ general question?
How many rooms they got?
The GQ general question room, man.
And I don't got the general question room, man.
You gotta be in there, man, I think.
I'm in GQ Palace, period, man. Ain't no general question.
Yo, she's right under us.
What?
She's right under. Everyone typing on the board for the show right now. She's the next
ain't
one.
Ain't nobody
under
typing on the board on this board. I'm on. Oh, I'm part of the family. I ain't even got on the board. I talked to motherfucking Big Rich about this shit. I gotta talk to Big Rich about this shit.
You got this room. I gotta put you in the room. I thought you was in the office, okay?
Yeah, man. I'm in the regular choice. GQ Entertainment Palace, that one?
No, GQ hosted by Rich Money, that room.
I ain't in that room. Somebody sent me a lick. Rich Money. I know you wide tapping.
Y'all put you in the room right now, kid.
God damn.
I'm
a big family.
What is dude looking at?
I'm on another page, bro. My bad, man.
You got sex. 20 minutes trying to find me on
no
the page.
No question. You probably ain't even fucking worth it.
Don't do
I'm
it, man.
Nothing.
Don't do it, son. Men talking. What'd you say, son?
You gonna talk? Yo, don't do it.
Okay, my bad. I take it all back.
Yes.
I take it all back. My bad.
No. Don't reverse anything.
I'm reversing it. I make mistakes. I'm not perfect.
Okay, this ain't no Indian giver. Don't be no Indian giver. You gave it. Now.
Listen, lady, I said my bag.
No.
What the hell with you in your pussy? How about that?
Oh, well.
I told you, man, don't do it.
Yeah, I usually fuck her. I do this all the time, bro. I'm used to it. I stay shooting myself in the foot.
Miss Williams, don't worry. Just give him a chance. He's all right.
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't go that far.
He's all right.
I'm not special.
Oh, my God, man.
Okay, where the hell...
are you still looking?
So I ain't get that link, son. Oh, there we go. Oh, y'all something else. I got a whole page over here. Y'all is something else.
Oh, man. Yo, great show. Now we got 1 minute left. Yo, please. when you guys hang up tonight, call back in to the Big Homie Show tonight.
Yo, wait, is it rated R? Is it triple X?
This show is just like mine.
Do we have to hang up?
Yeah, I don't have to.
You don't have to hang up. You can stay on the line.
Did you find my thing?
No. I didn't have it.
Talking to you, Big Homie. Call back in, if you're going to hang up, call back in the Big Homie Show, still in air. Also call in Wednesdays for the Diva Squad.
Don't do it, fellas. I learned the hard way.
Don't call the Diva Squad show?
Don't do it, fellas.
They're going to team up on you? They're going to gang up on you, player?
Yo, they knock you the hell
out.
Don't
even go there.
I was waiting for that to come out.
We were blowing
you up. With camels and shit last week. What kind of bullshit was that?
It was you from Egypt.
All right, y'all. It's 9:00. We're going to go into the Big Homie Show right now. Big Homie, it's on you, baby. Take it over, baby. Love you, keep power.
Like a trucker, nice eyes, nice ways, and you know I can't forget about your face, but don't none of that matter, I'm about to make your pockets better, girl, I just wanna see you strip right now, cause it's late, babe.
Cause I like my woman tall. You gotta have my mind. You're hotter than the sun. I wanna put them clothes off your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that designer is to get you out that Dolce and Gabbana. I throw this money up. She watch it all fall. Keep that thing up. Anything you want, and baby, you can have it all. Starting with my last name. I didn't call you Mr. Paul.
Right now, cause it's late, babe. I just wanna see.
Hello, 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 hello. You got your host, Dr. Feel Good, and I want to welcome everybody to Relationship, Lies, and Deceit. Is everybody there?
Yeah.
All right, one at a time, I want y'all to introduce yourselves so we can have a grown folks conversation. One at a time, motherfuckers. Okay, we'll start again. Get TC, you there. Weezy, okay. Are you Weezy on this show or are you Tana?
I'm Weezy.
You still Weezy? Okay, good.
All right, I'll be Tana.
Okay.
I'm Tristan.
Okay, you there? Okay, next.
Yeah, this is Dave from Florida.
Dave from Florida. Listen, Dave, I'm going to make sure you get that sexy girl that's been Then she's on you. I got you, son. I'm going to take care of that.
Yeah, all right, all right.
I got you. And who else on the line?
What the hell are you talking about?
You big motherfucker. Who else is on the line?
That's Kia. I'm going to get on this post.
Kia, are you there, Kia?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Sharetta, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I got on this post.
Don't worry
yeah.
about it. Don't worry about it. Listen to what I'm saying, though. You know, do you look remarkably like Jason Williams' wife?
Jason Williams' wife? Jason Williams,
yeah.
the one that killed the chauffeur?
Yeah, that one.
Do I?
Yeah. But that's either here or there. Welcome to Relationships Live at the Sea, baby.
Okay.
Who else is here?
That's it?
Okay, let's get it rocking and rolling while I make me a martini. Okay. Ladies, I'm going to ask y'all first, because y'all always on Facebook or on the internet site wanting love. Y'all just want to be loved. Do you think love is overrated?
Yep.
Who is that? Who said yes? Pussy motherfuckers, what the fuck is love? Who said yep? Nobody don't want to own a yep?
Wow.
That's just some pussy shit if I've never heard it.
No, I don't know. I want to hear what everybody else has to say because I don't know if it's overrated or not.
What about you? What about to do with you?
Huh?
What do you think? Fuck everybody else.
I don't know if love's overrated.
How has love treated you in your 49 years?
Nigga. Nigga.
I have love treated you in your 49 years.
All right.
Love been good to you?
That's all right.
You know, right? You think it's more important for the person to love you or to really respect you?
I like respect a lot better.
More than love. So
yeah.
That would mean that love may be overrated. Because a person could love the shit out of you and treat you like shit.
Yeah, I'd rather be respected.
Right, right. Like, TC, what you think?
When somebody respects you, there's just certain things you just won't do.
That's a hell of a question, for real.
Kia, with the new show, baby, let that shit go. Let it go. Let it go, Kia. Love is love overrated, Kia.
Yes, it is.
So, what would you substitute love for?
What would I substitute love for?
Yes. You are a college educated woman. It shouldn't take that long.
Most love is overrated because it depends on whether you're in love with somebody or you're respecting somebody. You can get the most respect from a guy, but he may not love you, or that he can treat you bad, and then he can love you. So
and that's what your college education got you?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, well,
you just lost everybody with that.
Don't you ever talk on that. Don't you ever confuse my knowledge and my education with what you're asking me. Cause
you just fucked this all up. You hear all that sound effects? Niggas like, what? What?
I was a child. What you want to tell me about my
class? First of all, you can't curse me out on a Boost Mobile. Put a quarter in that shit. Put a quarter in that shit before you curse me out. We can't hear you with you sucking on that receiver.
We
can't hear you. Okay, somebody tell her we can't hear her.
Nanny, don't take my question because you know what?
Uh-oh.
Somebody tell Kia. Somebody tell Kia we can't hear her.
You know what?
Dave. Let's go to Dave in Florida. Dave.
Yeah, baby.
Look at a man opinion. What you think about this love shit?
And listen, man, love is overrated because I tell you what, you give them multiple orgasms, that love goes out the window. You understand what I'm saying? That's it.
So, if you could swap out love for something, what would you swap it out for?
I'll swap it out for some batteries.
For who?
Some batteries, man.
Batteries?
Dave, I don't know if you new to... Hold up. Let me fill Dave in.
Go ahead, Dave.
I don't know if you new to the program, but when you say shit like that, you're opening yourself up for... you just opened the door for a whole lot of shit, Dave. You might want to clarify that shit. What the fuck is you doing with those batteries? What you doing with the batteries, Dave? You better say the right shit or you get disconnected. Dave, what is you doing with those batteries, Dave?
Wait, listen, man. You gotta ask the ladies what they're gonna do with them batteries, man. I just provide the batteries. You know what I mean?
You just provide the batteries, Dave? Dave, are you from Florida originally?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that figures. Okay, next caller. Who else there, Ryan?
OMG.
Yo, we got any more guys on the line that want to answer this question?
What up, buddy? What you got? What's the question?
The question is love overrated? And if you say yeah, what would you replace love with?
Damn. I got to think about that now.
That's a good one.
Love overrated.
Is it?
No.
We asked you. It's not.
Because I can tell you right now, after losing my mother, I love the hell out of it. I still think about it. No, it's not overrated. That's what I'm saying.
You said your mother?
Yep. After losing my mother, after she passed and all, I still think about it. And I still love the hell out of it.
Hold up. A mother's on a plateau where nobody else is going to ever be.
I haven't been in love, so I can't answer that question on that type of...
Yeah, you've never been in love ever?
I've never told a female I loved it. No.
Just because you never said that to your goddamn mouth, that don't mean you've never been in love.
Right.
A lot of men have a hard time just saying that shit, but be fucking sprung out.
Well... That's very true.
All right, so you've never been in love, so you can't speak on love, but what would you think is a more enduring quality besides love, like loyalty, trust? Pick one that you like.
Trust.
If you had a choice between a woman you trust or a woman you love, which one would you pick?
A woman I trust, because
no,
I seen a lot of cats that was in love with chicks, and they
That's
was
right.
smashing guys behind their backs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a woman that you trust and everything, she ain't going to do that.
She might. Listen, I would rather for you to fuck a dude, but have no investment in it, where I can still trust you, than you fucking him and be totally into him. Did that make sense?
I'm thinking on that.
Because she could fuck a dude and it'd be no attachment there, so I could still trust her. But if she fuck a dude and she get emotionally attached, I can no longer trust her.
Okay,
yeah, that's right.
Now I see what you're saying. Now I see what you're saying. Okay. Damn. All right, good point then. I like how you put that.
Yeah, because a lot of this cheating shit, you can't put in the same category.
Hey, Frank.
Right.
Yo.
That's why I like big bitches, man.
Oh, what you mean? Big bitches don't cheat?
Now, hey, no. There's no emotional attachment. These bitches gonna hold me down. Yeah, man. Whatever the hell they do, and I see them when I see them.
Right. All right, so Big Text, let me ask you a question. Is love overrated?
Now, hold on. Yeah, it's overrated. Now, you can love a motherfucker and know about to be in love.
How you pull that off?
Hey, you love who you with. You heard, you know what I mean? If you don't gotta, like, you really gotta give a damn what they do. But when y'all together, y'all together.
That's not really love if you don't care.
That's who?
What they do.
That's your definition.
True.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you a question. If you had to substitute love for another quality, what would it be?
It has to be, I heard you say it, it has to be loyalty. Hold me down. Now, I mean, if I'm down to my last, you know what I mean, I can come to you, or if I got a money that I got to put away right quick or whatever, I can give it to you. You only got a counter here. Take that, and it's going to be just the way I gave it to you.
Nice. I need that, too.
Well, you know, we've been there one time. I mean, it's a different realm now. But, I mean, same premise.
Okay, do we have any ladies that haven't spoke? Miss Williams.
Yeah.
Is love overrated?
I don't think so.
And elaborate on that.
I think when you truly love somebody, in love with somebody, you get all those qualities: trust, respect, honesty, someone to hold you down. If you truly in love with that person, truly is in love with you.
So you believe that love can make a person perfect?
Love will make a person what?
Perfect. Because you're going to have flaws. I could love
you.
You don't
have flaws.
But I'm a flawed human being. I'm a flawed human being. So I could love you, but I have flaws. I'm going to make a mistake.
Yeah, you could be snag-a-tooth. But if it's some love, if she's feeling you and you feeling her like that, I mean, it do erase a lot of flaws.
It could erase a lot of flaws.
Love will make you see somebody who got bad skin, nappy hair, emphysema.
But is that a good thing?
Five fingers and think that they the most perfect thing in the world.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, man.
Hey,
because I don't want love to make me stupid.
Hey, love will make you walk on hot coals, Frank.
That's not stupid. I mean, everybody, I see a lot of people who you look at and you're like, damn, he's with her? Like,
yeah,
or she's with him?
That is true.
That's what I like.
That is true.
Like, really?
That is true.
That is you blind. For what you might not see in the person, you know, you be like, damn, my boy is with this? Like, really?
Wait a minute.
When
that
you
ain't
pushing
love.
Away,
that ain't love.
But what he sees is, hey, he sees somebody that's holding him down regardless.
Yeah,
nah,
but you know what that is? That's a job with benefits.
Nah, Frank, she got caught on one of them privilege nights. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, she got, her eyes wasn't working.
That brown liquor make you legend.
Yeah, but eventually that brown liquor wear off, and it's
no,
still there.
No, I tell you what.
Hey, Shelly.
You got chicks to bring it to you.
Shelly.
Drink this.
Shelly.
I don't know. I never had that before, so.
Well, where you at?
Who else is mine that haven't spoken about this topic yet?
I'm here.
Shelly, love is love overrated.
I'm sorry?
Is love overrated?
No, it depends on the individual. No, love is not overrated. I don't think so.
So you wouldn't trade in love for loyalty?
I want both. I want love and loyalty. I want both. Why can't you have both when you're in love?
This is my talk show. I make the fucking rules. You pick one.
You got to take two knees and sober.
Pick one. I want you to pick one.
You got to take, what's the name? Over.
You don't have loyalty, you don't have love. That's just my opinion.
No, listen. Well, that dude sounds kind of right. I do. In order for me to have loyalty with somebody, I gotta have love for them too. So you kind of right there. So it's hard to divide them from each other. But on the radio show, you can't have both.
Well, that's not fair. I want both. Not just for the radio show.
You
can't have love without respect.
You're right. That backed me up with that. That's a true statement because I'm not gonna be loyal to an everyday ass nigga. Like I'm gonna be loyal to a dude I got love for.
Right.
So you're kind of right on that behalf. So okay. So is love comparable to what? Trust. You gotta have trust to love somebody. Okay, is that the same thing?
Absolutely.
I don't think that's the same thing.
No, that ain't true.
That ain't the same thing.
You might not be able to trust just because you love them. Don't mean necessarily mean
you
can trust them.
Thank you. That's not the same thing as loyalty. Loyalty and love kind of go hand in hand, but not trust.
You find a lot of people that love. They be loving that. Man, they with or that female
they're not sharing bank cards.
They can't trust them as far as they can see them.
Exactly. I love you, but you're not getting my pin code.
I love you. What time are you coming home? Where were you?
Who you was with?
Fuck
yeah.
That. I love you, but I ain't leaving you in my house.
Turn around the corner and peeking around. He's hiding behind the tree.
That's hard fighting. That nigga said, "I love you, but you ain't staying in my house."
Yeah, that's real, man.
I'm greedy. Doesn't feel good. I guess I'm greedy. I want loyalty, love, and trust.
But you know what? Greedy gets you nothing.
Absolutely.
Well, that's your opinion, maybe. You know.
That's
you.
That's not a thing. It's a fact. That's a fact.
You'd
be crazy sad and alone.
You want
listen,
it. You want
number 4,080.
Baby,
listen.
People
are shady.
Hold up. Come on. One at a time. Listen. I'm talking. Shut up. I'm talking.
Nitty.
What? Yo.
Nitty.
I hear you.
All right, I just want to know I was in the building. Just let you know who Bang is in the building. Like a Bang in the building.
You next, Bang. You next, Bang. Hold on. Let me explain something to you, Shelly.
What, Bang? Chitty Bang Bang?
Who that?
That's Tex. Tough ass Tex. Nigga, act like you don't know.
I just need to beat you up again, nigga.
Yeah, listen. Hold on. Don't start the jail conversation. We're gonna get to me fucking you up.
Hold up. No. We're gonna leave that. Those just for jokes, man. That's text. I ain't got nothing but love for text. On some real nigga shit. I don't bunch of niggas. You know what I mean? I got nothing love for the nigga Tex, so that's just
let's get back
joke.
To Shelly.
Let's get back to Shelly.
Listen.
Yes, what's up,
listen,
my nigga? Nothing love for you. Happy New Year to you, nigga.
You too. Still standing.
Shelly.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes, I'm here.
There's no perfect person. You can't have it all.
You can't, baby.
You're right.
You can't. That's what's wrong with women. They look for the perfect man.
Are you saying that you can't have someone that is loyal, that's trustworthy, and you love them? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying to you is that make sure you don't make the perfect the enemy of the good.
Okay, nobody's perfect. Nobody is perfect. But what's wrong with a woman or a man wanting that? I don't think that's a lot to ask for. I really don't think so.
My wife wanted all of that. When she met me, she got none of that.
Well, I'm sorry for her.
No, you ain't listening. You ain't listening. When she met me, she got none of that.
Okay.
But I grew into all of that.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I didn't understand what the question was then. You said that you would get nothing.
I was making a statement. You can't expect all of that at the beginning. In the beginning,
okay.
A diamond is just cold.
I agree with you. I agree.
A man will only be as good as his woman.
You got a mold of perfect man now.
I agree.
What you want. No
exactly. And a dude is not going to be.
You're the only
dude
to
allow
him.
Wait a minute, what did you just say?
A dude will only be. Yeah, bang.
Because you ain't gonna find a man with all the qualities, perfect qualities that you want. That's basically impossible. He's gonna definitely have some type of flaws or faults. So basically, you find as close as you can and adapt to his qualities, and then you mold them out. Because if he feels for you as much as you might feel for him, then he's gonna basically work with you.
Exactly.
To make sure right. He's gonna
exactly.
work with you to make sure right because he's feeling the same way you do.
See, women get confused that they gotta do this, make a man do this. The man, hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Everybody's there? Listen, the man will do everything that you want him to do if it's truly in his nature.
That's how you go about shit anyway. But then you gotta deal with the man you're dealing with. You gotta the wimps, and then you got the real men. You got the guys that do whatever a woman says, and then you got the men that put their foot down. If it ain't right, then he ain't going to do it. You know what I mean?
So what do you mean? What do you mean the man that does what a woman says? I don't understand that.
Because they are still men.
A more controlled nigga.
Oh.
Get up out your bed. I'm not doing nothing right now, but get up out the bed and go get me some ice cream.
Everybody be quiet. Shut the fuck up. I'm talking. Listen, that man that he's speaking of.
Control issues.
Listen, that man that he's speaking of do exist.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's going to get ice cream, and because she's not pregnant, he's a remote control guy.
He's laying down, chilling, and you telling him, get up out of the bed and go get me some ice cream because that's what you have a taste for.
But that was a hypothetical.
That's a difference between loyalty, trust, and love.
What he's saying is a hypothetical, but you get the premise. That was a hypothetical situation, but you get the premise. A dude who you could tell to drive 20 miles to get you some ice cream, but you 1 mile by the ice cream parlor. You right
make
by the ice cream parlor.
All right, so it's okay to you, right? It's okay if a guy do it, right?
So what is wrong with that?
Said what is wrong with that?
Yes.
Oh, somebody's phone is dying or something. Is that me? And I'm the only one hearing that?
No, I hear it. It's this Chinese phone system you got, Frank.
That ain't me. That's one of them Boost Mobile niggas.
Let me.
I don't understand. This is fire speaking.
Okay, so here's what he's saying. There's a type of dude that you can tell to do anything, and he will inconvenience himself for you.
I thought we were talking about loyalty, love, and trust. I didn't know we were talking about getting ice cream.
Hey, Michelle, I'm running this shit, Michelle. Don't you play yourself.
tell her to make me a sandwich.
I'm sorry.
I will fucking hit you, Michelle. I will hit you.
My bad. I'm sorry.
All right, back to the second, hold up. Back to the second question. The second question is, how far would you go in sex to keep your partner?
As I make my third martini. How far would he go to keep his partner?
We're talking about you.
Whoa.
Stay focused.
Hold on. If you talk about all this love, loyalty stuff, whatever you want, he wants, got to be able to be had at home. So if he wants a dookie shoot, guess what? You about
if
to
he
want to
stick his ass, he want to stick his dick in some shit. That's what he wants.
That's what he said. That's what he said. He ain't stutter.
Yeah, you about to get the shitty deal, baby.
He ain't stutter. He said he want to hit you in the one that. He said he don't want to hit you in the one that winks. He want to hit you in the one that stinks.
He want to dip his stick in some shit.
Yes, exactly. You can make
that's
it sound
gonna,
as nasty.
That's what's
you
gonna make him happy.
Yes, yes, nigga. Yes, yes, nigga.
You
can tell him that shit.
You
got an
eyebrow
raised
on that one.
Now listen,
you
can make it sound,
loyal, don't you?
You would make it sound as nasty as possible, but when it comes down to it, niggas want to put their dicks in your ass all day.
Oh, wow. So, in other words, he just want to dip his stick in my shit.
Who is this, Miss Williams?
Yeah.
Miss Williams, that's you keep asking that question?
No, this
no,
is
that's
fire.
Not me.
Oh, my God.
Who asked you? Who's that, fire?
Look, this is fire. Me.
Fire, yes, he
want to
fuck you in your ass.
Man.
He
want to
fuck in your ass, fire, yes, you do.
And then after, will he let me fuck him in his ass when he
finish? What kind of shit is that?
Yeah. You want a gay dude? You want a gay dude, baby?
I guess the guys you like probably would let you fuck him in the ass after.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Trying to think.
Yo.
But why is the question... The question is, how far would you go in order to keep your man? But how far
right.
would you go in order to keep me?
All right, if he goes that far
but
and left you... Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up. If he goes that far and lets you fuck him in the ass, how do you feel now?
That nigga gay.
That shit. What?
That nigga gay.
No, now answer. Listen, now answer. If he goes that far and lets
what?
You fuck him in the ass, how do you feel now?
I want to see him bunk his ass over and I want to fuck him in his ass with something.
Wow.
Because I want to see the same way he want to see the expression on my face, I want to see the expression on his face.
Right.
So I might get something out of that too.
All right. After you fuck him in his ass, he's cool. How do you feel now?
I feel powerful.
You feel powerful?
You can feel what you want.
I would feel powerful.
Hold on, Tom. That's not me quiet. Hold on.
That's
not me, baby. Time out. Let's go. Let me get this.
You
so
got
I think you done fucked your man in the ass.
Now
and
I want him to get up and go to work in the morning with a smile on his face.
Hold on, I know this voice.
Yeah,
I know this voice.
This is Saya.
Whatever, Auntie. That's my crazy ass aunt right there. I see my aunt voice. Auntie, you is crazy.
This is Saya.
Do not fuck Sam in the ass, Auntie. Do not fuck
Fire
Uncle Sam. Auntie, do not fuck Uncle Sam in the ass tonight, Auntie.
I think he's been here for 35 years.
Sam, watch out. Yo, Sam, watch out. Sam, run.
Why you think he's been here
back.
For 35 years? He ain't left.
Auntie, don't put that shit on the radio. Auntie, Sam, run.
Good night.
I know that's my aunt. I love my aunt. I know your voice. You can't fool me.
Good night, Fire. Saying good night. Good night.
Good night, Fire.
Bonfire.
That's my Aunt Leola right there. I love her.
Next,
she is a little cannon.
Next subject.
The subject is, anybody ain't, bang, how far would you go for love? It's sexually.
Sexually? I ain't taking
this
in the ass.
All right.
No.
All right.
Relationship is over.
All right, so scratch that. Now what?
I'm saying, what else is there left? Did you kill a motherfucker? I'll kill a nigga for my life.
Will you suck a toenail?
Toenail? I'll suck a toenail. I'll do that. I'll suck my wife's toe.
Nah.
I never did it, but I'll do it. I like sleep.
Would you lick some asshole?
No.
Oh, Lord.
Why not?
Hold on, wait a minute.
It's all right there together. Shit, come
it's
out of here.
It's separating us.
It's right there.
One, two, three,
man.
Fuck wild, text.
If the pussy
one,
you
two,
eat tastes like shit, that ain't got nothing to do with me, bro.
Man, that bitch better go watch that shit.
Hey, Tex, how far would you go, son?
Listen,
you like fat white bitches, so you going
yeah,
real far
I,
already.
I'm not in love with them hoes.
Oh,
what I'm
all
saying
right.
is, but if it's a love thing, like you talk about, anything she wants, she's supposed to get it home. But you can't even put your feet on me if we doing the do. That's some real shit. I'll tell you like this.
I'll punch a bitch in the face in the middle of sex and she put her finger next to my asshole. So that dick shit ain't happening. But if my lady tell me anything besides some homo shit and another nigga, because there ain't no niggas in my fantasies either, we doing it. We doing it.
Yeah.
Ain't no limit. Ain't no limit.
Tell me that, though.
I feel the same way about that. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, I came at her with some threesome business, right? The bitch said, yeah, sure. But she said, I want you and another man first. I said, nah, I'm good.
So, Miss Williams. Miss Williams.
Yes.
Okay, is there a limit? What's your limit? How far would you go for love?
How far will I go for love? As far as he allows me to feel comfortable.
Sexually?
Good answer.
Hold up. So what is you saying? What is you saying exactly?
What am I saying exactly?
Because you said a whole bunch of nothing.
If he makes me feel comfortable about having anal sex, if he makes me feel comfortable about bringing in another female, if he makes me feel comfortable about fucking out in the park.
Listen, Miss Williams.
Yes.
What's your address? What's the address, Miss Williams? That was a good ass fucking answer.
If you make me feel comfortable about doing anything, I'm on.
Hey, Weezy, you still there, Weezy?
Yes.
All right, Weezy, I need to know from you, Weezy, how far would you go sexually to keep your partner?
I don't like
to keep
him,
but...
You gotta think about it?
I don't think about it. I'm thinking of something that I didn't do.
You gotta keep him, because...
Nasty fucker, you.
Well, this is a trick you went quick. If you don't play right.
I play very well.
I'm cheating for sure. You ain't playing right.
To me,
like,
you think
I like
that too?
Not to you, not.
Hold up. Everybody, be quiet. Give her a minute.
Nah, that's what
we
think.
I never said that.
I say I do my thing.
I'm saying women. Right now, Bang, listen.
Weezy is thinking of all the shit she done, so it's taking her longer.
I gotta go in the car, kid.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Weezy. This, like, Weezy, would you sexually, would you let, if you really wanted this guy and he told you he wanted to put on a show for people, he wanted to fuck in front of people that excited him, would you be down with that?
No.
So that's a limit. There's a limit.
Yeah.
So you don't get no excitement out of people watching you.
No.
He's not my submission.
And you're not, and you're not willing to do that for the guy you love.
No.
Why did you?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Florida, are you in the building?
I'm in the building, man. I don't be.
All right. Man. How far would you go, motherfucker? Because I know you Florida niggas is nasty.
Listen, man. I'll tell you what. I don't beat you as far as what you said. Listen, as long as you stay away from my ass, man, as long as you stay away from having another dude, you can do whatever you want to do after that.
That's real talk.
I'm saying, man. I'm real about that. Steph know that shit. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. And you know what? Love is overrated because women... Let me tell you something, man. Women love a man. Hold on, Florida.
Whoever the fuck is watching Mary J. Crackhead Lodge, all right? I need you to turn that fucking My Life shit down.
Who got the My Life shit going? Hold on, that's me?
Oh, that's the background music. I'm being drunk driving. My bad. Continue, Florida. My bad. That's the background music. That's my bad.
A woman loves the fact of what you can do for him, and they love the fact of what you can do with him. You know what I'm saying? That's why love is overrated, man. Women are just emotional characters. You know what I'm saying? And look at it this way, man. If you're planning a marriage, you just want to think about getting to the hotel room, get your shit off. A woman, she want to study about the, you know, how many people coming to the wedding, you know, the bridesmaids, they want all that stuff. Women are just emotional characters, man. You know, and that's real. You know?
That is
men,
very real.
You run into the other chick.
The chick that don't want any of that, and you trying to get at her like that, and then now your heart, I mean, you all strung out because she the nigga, and you basically the bitch because she playing a nigga role and don't want nothing to do with you, like, psychologically. She just
hold on, time out. Text, you got to stop drinking before you make these statements. Because that shit don't make no sense.
Say it again, James Brown.
Now, you get these niggas that fall in love, and you get the bitch that's basically playing the nigga. She in it for the physical aspect, not trying to get emotionally... psychologically involved with these cats, and these cats are rated by roses and rings.
They don't like them that way because chicks be liking niggas for what they have and what they can do and how good their mouth game is. But sometimes once they get involved with the dude, they don't like him as a person, or, you know what I'm saying? It'd be certain shit they don't really like about him. That's why they just lead him on like that. Other than that, then they're so emotional, they fall right. It's quick for them to, it's easy for them to fall attack. Anything other than that.
Oh, I get that. I get that. But here's what I'm saying, though. And when you're in a relationship, right, when we talk about love and how far would you go, to me, my thing is, and I'm a gangster, and two of these dudes know me since I was a baby. They know me for a long time. I'm a real nigga. Here's the thing with me as a man.
All right, you as a man. Come on, let's go.
As a man, I'm not putting no limits on my shit ever. That's not going to never happen.
All right.
I'm not going to never lose my girl because of some other shit besides some homo shit. So if I got to go get ice cream 20 miles away, I have witnessed that ice cream 20 miles away.
I'm saying, I did too. Pregnant.
Not pregnant. I'm what, saying pregnant. Not pregnant. Man, you know the nigga I'm working with. You know that nigga's a fucking nut.
Right, I'm pregnant.
I'm working with fucking Saddam Hussein over here. This motherfucker nuked our whole house.
Pregnant. Blow the house up, nigga. Pregnant.
Blow the house up. So, let me ask you ladies a question. So, if your man come to you, and anybody can chime in on this shit. If your man come to you and he say, yo, I want to do something wild and crazy tonight, something out the usual, something, whatever it is, it don't involve another woman or another man, but you're uncomfortable with it. You're not doing it?
Is he my man, or is he somebody else's man?
He's your husband, he's your man.
You wake up to this nigga.
Okay, if you're my man, then right. Then like I said, the there's really not too much that I wouldn't do.
I see nothing wrong with whoring out to your man. There's nothing wrong with whoring out to him. I see nothing wrong with him.
Hey Weezy.
He said whoring out.
Weezy.
Yes.
That was sexy. That shit was sexy as a motherfucker to me. I don't know about nobody else.
Yes, can you hear me? Yes.
I can hear you now, Weezy. Listen, Weezy, I know you're having phone trouble, but do you think being a whore for your man is an issue?
Nope.
Get your ass in the kitchen. Get in the kitchen, nigga.
I don't, shit like that don't bother me, like catering to a dude and stuff like that doesn't bother me.
Cool.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
That doesn't bother me. I don't feel inferior because I'm doing shit that you're telling me to do.
No, that nigga right there is my nigga right there. That's Weezy. I know Weezy. That's Weezy F baby like this, son.
We got the wrong motherfuckers on the wrong subject.
What are you talking about? You saying to be a whore? Like, what's the problem?
Right.
Why not?
You got the good answer. That's what I'm saying. We need a motherfucker with the wrong answer so we can talk shit about it. You know what I mean?
You can't get my answer about it. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'll keep it real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I mean, a lot of this shit is being done in the privacy of your home. The only way you're gonna feel fucked up about it is if you go run your mouth and somebody judging you on it.
All women don't feel that way, though. Hold on. Time out.
I am the fucking host. Shut up. I'm talking. The only way you feel bad about it if it's not real.
This is what I'm saying. But nine times out of ten, can I say something? 9 times out of 10 is the outside world and your peers that get in your head that make you feel like what you're doing is wrong. Do what you gotta do. Don't worry about no fucking body. A lot of this shit is frowned upon because niggas are like, oh, you gonna do that? How many bitches done got fucked in the ass but never said nothing? And when they did, their homegirl was like, ew, you did that?
Let me relate to that part too on this subject here. Just taking an ass. All right, say for instance, you was in a relationship 5 years prior and you never got fucking ass. Now you're in a new relationship for two years and this nigga wanna do it in your ass. You ain't never doing it in your ass, so you ain't really feel comfortable. So now, where you at? Where you at?
I don't know about not feeling comfortable about it because you're doing it because this person made you feel comfortable about doing it.
Exactly. Oh. Exactly.
Yeah, but you don't do it though, and you don't do it.
Let me tell you something. I was with somebody for 15. I was with somebody. I was with somebody for over a decade and never did it. He asked all the time. I fucked with somebody else and I did it. No problem.
No problem.
Maybe it was your delivery.
No problem.
It's a lot of things that you do.
All that chicken ass. No problem.
You know what? I'm not talking about that only. I'm just talking about in general. Like, your inhibitions switch up depending on the person that you with.
Exactly. Exactly. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Listen, if you ever do something with a person and you have a second thought about it, you shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Right.
You can't get in my ear and tell me, oh, yo, son, you ate that bitch pussy. And now I'm starting to feel a certain way. That will never happen. Everything I do because I want to do.
Exactly.
I'm not eating your pussy because you asked me. I'm eating your pussy because I want to eat pussy.
Yeah, but...
That's like I said, at a certain age, you at this age now, I don't know how old everybody is, but I'm sure everybody's well into their 30s. We're too grown to be worrying about people telling us what we can and can't do. You do what the fuck you want to do.
Not all of us. Shelly, you still in?
I'm here.
All right, Shelly, how you feel about
I'm sorry, what's that?
I feel like kicking an ass.
So Shelly is
long shot.
She blows
Ingles.
She's Laura Ingles. She's very green. And I just like teasing her, but she's my good friend.
I'm not Laura Ingles. I've just been with somebody for 20 years, and I said there's nothing wrong with whoring out to him, and he was my husband, so there's nothing wrong with that. So within reason.
No, I just said that I'll be teasing you because you're my good friend, and to me, you're like Laura. You're like Laura Ingalls to me.
No,
Cavell,
I am not.
Lenny, you gotta change the subject, man. Motherfuckers got too many questions.
All right, so what questions you got for Love Bang? You got questions about Love Bang?
Nah, cause that shit don't. That ain't nothing but a kiss and a hug to me.
Love is a kiss and a hug.
Yeah, that's just a kiss in the
eye.
What's up?
Yeah, hold on.
Who
got a question?
Shelly.
Yeah, Shelly.
Okay, for the man that says love is overrated, just trying to figure out. Can I finish? For the man that says love is overrated, I mean, are you looking for love or are you just looking to screw? I mean, what are you looking for?
Tama, I got
you.
I got this. Every man is trying to fuck. So point blank,
but
period.
There's some men that do want love. I mean, true love. There's some men that
they
don't
want.
Do
Shelly. Laura Ingalls, listen. Those men do want love, but they want pussy more.
No, I don't agree with that. Are you a man? I'm not, but some men get tired of just screwing around. Some men are just looking for somebody that they
want to
be with.
They get tired of love.
Yeah.
They get tired of love before they get tired of pussy.
Well, that's to each his own. That might be how you feel. Some men might not feel like that.
You watching too much Lifetime Channel.
That's not true. I don't agree with that.
You had a bunch of men on the line, and ain't nobody co-signed that shit.
Okay, but I have a friend that's been the freaking whore basically all his life, and because of his track record, that he's ready to settle down and find someone, but nobody will want to be with him because of his track record. But he truly wants to be in love and settle down and be with a woman who he wants to be with. Yes.
All right.
Then he gonna find out that shit don't work.
Shelly, let me say something to you.
I don't know.
Every guy that Shelly, listen, every guy that tells you he's ready to settle down, he had enough of being a whore, every guy that says that shit is not being honest.
I'm ready to settle down.
I want you to understand, Shelly.
I'm ready to settle down, Shelly.
Can you tell Shelly? Can you tell Shelly if I'm in?
I can't even hear you. Everybody said I can't hear you.
One at a time. Listen, Tana, can you explain to Shelly some of the lines that niggas use to get pussy?
Okay.
What about that line, I'm ready to settle down?
This is someone that's not trying to get with me at all. We just talking. He's one of my good friends. I mean,
hey,
why would he tell me this? He's not trying to get me, and I don't want him.
Shelly, listen.
He might be working on you.
Hold up, Bang. What are you saying about yourself that this guy don't want to fuck you?
Wait a minute, hold up. It's not always a pull-up. This is somebody I've been knowing for a long time. He's a whore. I don't even want him. He just said, you know what, I want to settle down. I don't want to be out there anymore. You gotta listen, Shelly.
What kind of person are you that he don't want to fuck you?
Right. Okay. You know what? I don't think that he does.
He's never said anything to me or made me feel that kind of way.
He was just saying that in front of you guys. Stop talking. Listen. The line is not, I want to fuck you, Shelly. The line is, I'm ready to settle down, I'm ready to find a good woman, I'm ready to be a one-woman man. That's the line right there. You missing it.
Trust me. He can get many women. He can get many women.
You are not listening. This is why women get paid.
He needs you for a notch in his belt, baby.
Listen, this is why women get paid.
You guys feel that
listen,
way.
Shelly, just be quiet one second right now. I want you to listen to me right now. I don't want nobody else to speak. Shelly, listen to me right now. You my friend. I'm telling you, niggas is not fucking with ugly bitches. If a nigga is in your circle, he's giving you attention for any reason, that means you're fuckable.
So somewhere down the line,
he's planning on putting dick in you.
He wouldn't mind putting dick in you. Listen, Shelly.
Every guy don't tell a chick, I want to fuck you. Some guys take the long way around. You're missing it.
No. I disagree with that, Dr. Feelgood. I really disagree with that.
You want to tell a dude that fucked thousands of bitches I'm wrong?
What's wrong with that? Shelly, listen.
The reason why you have male friends is to listen to them. They can help you.
Right. They can help you.
You're not listening.
I disagree with you guys. Can I say something for you? Hold on. Listen.
Bang and Tex think like me. So, Florida, I don't know you for a can of paint. Can you tell her what I'm saying?
my God.
Listen.
Listen
to a man that don't know me. Tell me what I'm saying, Florida.
Here's my opinion. Go ahead, man. Listen. Men are confused. Women can choose. But if they like that fuse, it's up to them how to get used.
All right, you shut the fuck up, Florida. I'm going to let it come in for
you. What the fuck you get this rapper from, yo?
If you don't look like Precious and you're fuckable, he's lying to you. Now, listen, it's been a great show. I'd like to thank everybody for calling in. My name is Dr. Feelgood, and I appreciate all your input because I learned something from the ladies, and I also learned something from the guys. That is, fuck batteries, because I'm not fucking with that nigga in Florida. He got all those batteries. I don't know what he's doing with it, but I ain't doing it. It's been Dr. Feelgood. It's been real, and we out. Close it out, baby.
Something that belongs to me and you.